I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop?
Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. Crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Fight?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the water. Bring me mine.
Yeah. We invite ourselves places.
Yay. I mean, really, are we really inviting ourselves? It's like,
no, your house and your house and Missy's non-existent future house is all my second home. So yeah. I don't need an invitation.
Yeah, but I'm not giving, but we can't give any of the husbands Missy's new address.
Why?
No,
that's our hideaway.
It is. Oh, okay. That's our.
We've called it. It's the, like, yeah. It's the mama hideaway.
Yep.
It's like, oh, I need to go to
Target. She
doesn't
even know that yet, but...
Oh, no, I've told you.
I'm going to, like, have shit delivered to her house.
No, and
I have shit delivered to my office. It's just easier. And then I'll bring home, like, one box a week. And it's like, what's all this stuff? I'm like, oh, it's...
Don't worry about it. Well, welcome to Mama's and Malou. My name is Vanessa, and with me is Stephanie.
Hello.
At...
I don't know.
That was weird. And Christy.
I've already. Hello. I'm a little drunk.
I know. This is our second episode of the evening. And so we've already been drinking. And speaking of drinking, we are.
You're a little me right now.
Me?
Yeah.
I haven't seen you in a while. So I feel like.
Dropping things.
I didn't think I was being that mean. I'm sorry.
No, I said me, not mean.
Oh.
Like.
I don't know. We have.
Said, listen. No, it's.
Stop. No, but we have a new recorder. By the way, and some of our equipment doesn't really, like, mesh well with the new recorder,
no.
So there's, like, a hiss in my headphones.
I meant me in the sense of, like, you did a Valley Girl voice,
oh.
And that's what I meant.
Oh, okay.
No. Speaking of, did you guys see the Hills trailer?
Yes! Oh, I'm so excited.
Why is Brody Jenner
still really hot?
Still really hot.
Because pop people are just always hot.
But he's such
not
a douche.
Not necessarily true.
But he has money.
Mm. But he's such.
I know.
But did he wear combat boots?
He did not wear combat boots.
No, and why does he still need a shower?
Because people don't
Justin
change.
Bobby
true, people
still
don't
needs
change.
A fucking shower.
I would like to know why Brandon Lee and Misha Barton are on this show. Because they have nothing to do.
Because they were on the OC. And it's like reality.
Brandon
OC.
Lee was
okay,
not on the OC.
Brandon Lee,
he just has famous parents.
Misha Barton. Well, okay. It's like, okay, then it's like Real Housewives of Orange County. But for us.
Okay.
Who?
I watch Real Housewives of Orange County. Stop it.
I know. I'm not saying as a bad thing. I'm saying it's Real Housewives of Orange
Who?
County.
Brandon Lee?
Like the dead guy?
No, not Bruce Lee's son. Brandon Lee, the son of Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson.
Oh, I'm like.
He's the Kaddish guy you don't recognize.
Oh, there That's was him. Another guy that I didn't
yeah.
get. So I was like.
And Misha Barton, which I get that the Laguna Beach was like the real, supposed to be the real version of
That's
Eos.
That's it.
Yes. That he looks like Johnny Depp-ish.
Yeah, I was like. Who's that kid?
Yeah.
I didn't even realize.
It's Brandon Lee.
But that's, okay, so that's, but that's why Misha Barton is, because it's the reality
right.
of the
so
OC.
So, like, I kind of a little bit can justify Misha Barton, But what the fuck?
He's just.
Is he friends with them?
Probably. Maybe.
It's fucking Brody's friends.
Fucking Brody's friends. Fucking Brody. Do you remember Brody Jenner dated Avril Lavigne? Do you also remember
the real Avril Lavigne or her like stunt Melissa. Double?
It was before Avril died. Listen, do you also remember when Kim first got engaged to Chris Humphries that Avril Lavigne was selling her house and she in Bel Air and she wanted to buy? She's like, oh, my brother's girlfriend Avril is selling her house in Bel Air and I think we should buy it.
Oh God, I remember that, and I remember going, okay. I was like,
very well known that they were dating. Though.
Yeah. But I was like. Avril Lavigne, who was alterna chick. Like, she was the non-conformist.
Oh, yeah.
And then Brody fucking Jenner?
That's why I asked, was it her stunt double? Is it, like, her replacement?
No.
Yeah,
no.
And I was like, it's fucking Brody Jenner. Like, what?
But then she also married Chad Kroger, which is...
But that at
he's,
least,
like, the ugliest person on the planet.
Granted, but, like, Bubblegum Pop, Rock, and Nickelback, it made more sense than Brody fucking Jenner.
I like them together.
That's fine, but
at least they're both two good-looking people. Like,
because she was at first, she
married to Derek Wembley from Sum 41 for a long time.
God, I love that band.
Yeah, they were married for a long.
No, not that one. Sum 41.
Well, that's hers.
That's her song.
I know, but
they were married for a little while, and then she divorced him.
Are you telling me what to do?
She divorced him, and then she dated Brody Jenner for a little while, and they broke up, and then she married Chad Kroger. But I remember the Chad Kroger thing was like completely out of nowhere. It was just like in the press all of a sudden that she married Chad Kroger. Like, nobody even knew they were together, and now she's on crack. She's not on actual crack. I can't confirm that. This is just I was just quoting Mean Girls.
Do you think she might be
Brody? No,
the hills.
Brody, no.
Just for drama.
Yeah, but now he's. Drams. But now I feel that Brody and like Audrina, maybe mostly Brody, is the new.
But isn't Audrina? Audrina like was married and had a baby, and then the guy was like abusive, and then like, she divorced him.
Well, that's what I heard, but I don't know.
Which is why she's like single and like going out with just like went out.
To yeah. Bobby. But like, I feel like Brody's gonna be like. I think Brody's
all the Hills girls are moms.
Yeah, I feel like Brody's getting the like he is the new like Lauren. Like it's gonna be. I feel that like the guy POV is gonna be. Him. It's gonna be him because I can't see it being Audrina. Like
Audrina's, I like her, but she's. But she's kind of boring. She's
yeah,
lead
she's not going to lead
it. It's going to be Spidey, and then it's going to be...
Yeah. I want to see what happens with their sister.
Yeah.
Because she's been very vocal. I like her, though. I love her.
I've always liked her.
And she's
not
like,
because her name is Stephanie.
No, but she was like, I'm going to tell the world that you are horrible people.
Yeah.
Like that, like she's
well, she
come
said
out.
That she just like made peace for the show for the sake of her parents, but then like...
That she's like, no, and then they did something else, and she's like, no, I'm going to tell the world. Like,
listen, Spencer and Heidi have always been like really shady, but I've always found them like very endearing.
In a weird way.
In a weird way.
Like it's not normal.
No, it's not. And they're fucked up and they do stupid shit. But I've always been like,
I love Spencer. Him and his hummingbird.
Oh my God, he's like the hummingbird savior of the world.
Yes. Like I feel like as much like crazy shit. Spidey. I feel he loves her.
Spidey. Oh, he does.
They've been together for like 12 years.
No, but I mean like I feel like of all the, like, everybody was like, oh, you know, he's just this and he's just that. Because that was, like, the big thing with Lauren. She's like, he is not, like,
a good... he's using you.
And I was like, but
no,
like,
no. I think at this, the jig would have been up. Like, we would have figured it out.
Yeah, no. They are in it. It's real.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like,
as real as it can be, I guess.
Like, I mean, listen, the spotlight was off of them for a long time. Yeah, they had a lot of financial struggles. Yeah. Like, they...
And they're still together.
Yeah.
And they could have easily...
Yeah, they could have easily split. And they didn't, so... Right. They're in it.
Yeah. We shall see. I loved The Hills.
Me
so
too.
I
love The Hills and I love Laguna Beach.
I
was a big
and I love the OC. And,
yep, so. I was a big Laguna Beach like leading into, you know, The Hills.
I like the New York one too. What was it called?
Oh, The City. I never saw it.
I never saw The City.
That's where we got Olivia Palermo, right?
Yep. Yeah.
She's stupid.
And then I wasn't there for that. Like I was a big LC.
Is Whitney
going
to be on The Hills?
I think so.
Is she?
I feel like I saw her in the trailer.
I didn't pay attention because Whitney was always, to me, like, un papa sin sal. Like, she was always the most boring. I can't believe that of all the people she got a spinoff, I would have much rather have seen a low spinoff.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I always felt like Whitney was, like, the most vanilla, like, white bread, like, boring person.
Agreed.
Yeah, which is why, like, I was always an LC person when LC was out.
Well, I was, yeah, I was an LC person for a long time. And then I now, it's ironic because, like, I now find her annoying. And I like Kristen and I like Kristen's show. I
love her.
But I was never a Kristen fan back
in the day. I've always liked Kristen.
I've never been. Never, ever, ever have I been a Kristen fan.
I love, hated her. Like, I, you know what I think? Loved how much I hated her. Like,
it, yeah.
Like, she was the villain and she did such a good job.
You know what I think changed it for me is when she went on Dancing with the Stars, where she was, like, a little bit more humble and she was, like, yeah. normal.
Yeah, she wasn't, but she wasn't playing that character.
Well, she said it. She was like, "Hi, I'm Kristen Cavallari, and I am not a bitch." Like, that was her opening line on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, like, the thing is, like, trauma, I remember
trauma.
Yeah, like, because I remember watching her in Laguna Beach and being like, "No,
Steven,
is Steven back for this?"
I did not see him.
I didn't see him either because he's like a legitimate actor.
Like, he's in like after the One Tree Hill.
I only saw him in One Tree Hill. I haven't seen him in
anything. Fuck you. That's a legitimate show.
But I haven't seen him in anything else.
I like, don't care.
Is he still acting?
Oh. I don't. I'm sure. Maybe he's on Lifetime or Hallmark.
He's not on Hallmark. I can tell you that much.
So maybe he's on Lifetime.
And he wasn't on the One Tree Hill.
He seems like one. He's like, he seems like he would be really good for Hallmark.
I
he fits that 100%.
And I can tell you he's not on there because I would know, but I felt that like.
Why? Do you watch Hallmark a lot?
Never. But I feel that if he would have been, like, if he was doing stuff, he would have been part of that Lifetime.
Right, the movie.
Movie, because
which
that
I
was.
Still haven't seen.
Oh my God. It's like.
Is really, it cute?
It's cute. Like, it's shitty, yes, but it's cute.
That's fine.
I just wrote down, where is Steven?
Steven?
Steven! Steven.
Let's find out.
Do you remember when they had that white party at the hotel?
Yes.
And Kristen didn't wear white?
I want to, like, go back and, like, binge all these.
You absolutely can. I think it's all on Netflix. I think The Hill is all on Netflix. Oh, yes, I'm
gonna go do it. That's right. He was in that one.
What? Huh?
He did do a
Hallmark movie?
No, it wasn't Hallmark, but it was
Lifetime?
It was Lifetime.
Lifetime is like Hallmark of murder.
Yeah, but he did it, but.
Am I wrong?
Do you know who his love interest in it was?
Lacey Chabert.
Beverly Mitchell.
Oh, yeah.
From Seventh Heaven.
From Seventh Heaven. You know, I had a.
I answered my question. He's on Lifetime.
So, on Lifetime. The first guy I ever kissed when I was like.
Was his name Steven?
No, his name was Michael. I have a long history with men named, with boys named Michael.
Michael.
Yes. Same here.
But boys named Michael have followed me my whole life. So, anyway.
That's weird because it's your dad's name.
It's my dad and my brother's name. So.
That's weird.
Yeah.
So weird.
That's why he was on Hit the Floor for a while.
So, my first.
On his IMDb. Yeah.
The first guy that I ever kissed who I ended up, like, whatever, quote unquote, dating after that. Ooh. Said that I looked like Beverly Mitchell from Seventh Heaven.
Is he blind?
He specifically watched Seventh Heaven. Because
you look nothing like her.
I mean, I don't know if maybe 12-year-old me did, no, but
no, I knew 14-year-old.
But Lucy
you.
Was always my favorite.
Me too.
I never thought
she was the only one that wasn't like a hot fucking mess.
She was, yeah.
Because
she wasn't a hot mess until like she
because Jessica Biel yeah. was all
hated her, Jessica Biel.
Her character
I
was just
still to I this day don't like Jessica
yes,
Biel.
Yes, I don't like Jessica Biel because of that show.
I still don't get it. Like
fuck Jessica Biel.
I still don't get it. I've never gotten it with Jessica Biel. I'm like,
I don't get it.
She's
either.
Not and that pretty.
Mary gets
she
so
has
mad
a great.
At me.
I'll give her. Like, she's a great body. She's always had a great body. But face wise, I've always thought she was a butterface.
Yes,
like, and the thing is, like putting up with her fucking character.
Yes.
For
Mary
so long.
Camden was so fucking
oh
annoying.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I feel so fucking vindicated right now. Why have we never had this conversation?
Do you know? Can I tell you a funny story?
I've hated her for so long.
I felt so alone.
When she was like dating, when she tried to date Justin Timberlake, I was like,
why?
Yes. Oh my God.
And then when
I
they
said,
broke
I
up,
I didn't like him with Cameron Diaz, but I was like, bring Cameron back.
And then they broke up for a hot minute, and I was like, yes!
Oh my God, you guys, I felt so alone. I feel so seen right now.
Listen, I fucking loved Seventh Heaven. I'm really.
I watched it.
I watched every episode of Seventh Heaven.
I love Ponce.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I know him.
Well, I've met him because we all
Doesn't
know him in Miami.
Doesn't everybody know him?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like when he came on, I was like.
He lit my cigarette once.
I was like, how the fuck are we going to give. No, don't give that to her. Don't give that
He's
to her.
He's really pretty.
I know, but I was like, He's don't really give pretty. That to her.
Listen,
she does not need a Latino
listen,
husband.
Do you know that when David and I, when we were in high school, when we first started like dating, we bonded over Seventh Heaven because we both, like his parents made him watch, like they watched it like as a family.
Oh, no.
Because they were like
They were clergy, that family.
They were clergy kids. So we like bonded over that when we first started dating.
Okay, the show.
As we were having premarital sex, by the way.
The show.
As the kids on that show did too.
Vanessa, this horrible show that I just watched this week, the LA Complex. One of the girls in the show gets.
Is that like bootleg Melrose Place?
It really is. It's it was in 2012. It wanted to be Melrose Place, but in like a shittier state. And it's all about people trying to make it in Hollywood. And one of the girls gets a gig on called Saving Grace.
Okay.
And it's Alan Thicke.
But I feel like there was a show called Saving
Grace. As the dad.
But there was a show called Saving Grace.
Yeah, but like later on. Oh. But that one, no, that one was with Holly Hunter. That one was actually a decent show. But like she like literally was like bottom of the barrel person, like ready to, like, and she got like, she had a near death experience and she came back and like, it's because she had to come back and like,
right.
Touched by an angel type shit.
Oh.
But LA Complex, if anybody has watched this stupid ass show.
I feel like it's bootleg Melrose
Place. It's so fucking horrible.
Yeah.
It's on,
I'm not gonna watch
it. It just got released on the Seed, on CW Seed, but it was on YouTube.
You might have been, and I don't know if you ever saw it, but you would like it. It's only one season and you would go back and watch it. Did you watch Hellcats?
Yes.
I loved that show. You should watch it.
Did?
It was about the cheerleaders in college, and it was Ally Mischalka and Ashley Tinsdale.
Yeah,
yes, I feel like I did watch that
because they had a cheerleaders. A cheerleaders dorm, and I was like, goals.
That is goals.
Yeah, and Ally, because Ally's on iZombie now.
Well, AJ's on the Goldbergs.
Yes, which just
and schooled,
which feels very weird when I see her because I forget who she is, and then I remember.
For a long time we were watching. So I'm doing a catch up of the Goldbergs.
Me too.
And these people have all seen the Goldbergs, but David and I have not. Like,
I'm only on season one.
Listen, I have never watched it chronologically. I just watch it.
Being friends with all you guys has introduced me to a lot of TV shows I wouldn't have otherwise started watching.
Same.
So, but anyway,
I watch a lot of shit.
We're in a catch up with the Goldbergs, and the girl that plays Lainey, who's like Barry's girlfriend, was always very familiar to me. I'm like, where the fuck do I know this girl from?
Same thing happened.
So then I had to do like a Google search. And I was like, oh, it's a fucking Disney kid.
She's from Milkmaids. She's fucking Ally and AJ.
Yeah, exactly. Like, which, by the way, I showed David like their new like album cover and they're basically naked on it. And I was
Disney.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no Disney.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like,
they're basically like just doing the thing where they hold their nipples.
But like, yeah, like I remember watching the Goldbergs and going, I know this girl. And it's just because she does not look like her sister. Like, she's like...
No, they never have looked alike.
Allie's the pretty one. Like, she's like...
That's mean.
Well, it's true.
Well.
But, like, what... Like, so watching that one and watching a couple other ones, I was like... But yes, I've watched Hellcats. I've watched a lot of crap. But I started...
I don't think Hellcats was crap.
No, but I just say I watched a lot of crap because...
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah, but that's what Allie's been looking like for the last... 4 seasons of iZombie. I love that show. But yeah, I started watching LA Complex and it's horrible. Like, ridiculously horrible.
Are you going to stop?
I already finished it. Oh. Because I told you, it's the first season is 6 episodes. It got a second season. The first season was 6 episodes. Second season is 12 episodes.
She did not stop. She finished.
No, because the stupid show, as stupid as it was, I wanted to know what they did with these characters because I was like, I wonder what happened. Like, I stopped watching it like 4 times. And I was like, no, I really want to know. But now it's okay because I found this star.
Even if a show is super
shitty, I watch.
You will see that shit through.
She is committed. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, yeah. Because I was like, even if it's shitty, I really want to know what happens. But like, I'm really glad because
it's like really easy to hook you into something.
It really is.
A little bit.
Well, but like, it's not mainstream. It's hard to hook me in the mainstream. Like, everyone's
like Game
popular.
Of Thrones.
Like Game of Thrones that she only watched the finales for until this season, yeah. And then you actually watched
it. Well, I watched
it.
The first 2 seasons like straight, and then after that I was like, this is too much. Too much shit going on.
Whatever. I don't want to talk about Game of Thrones. I'm so mad about it.
Yeah.
So
but like,
I'm
like,
so mad at it.
I'm really excited that I just found Instant Star on YouTube because
I don't even know what the fuck show it is.
It's like, it's shit Canadian TV. It's amazing. The same actors are on every fucking show and they're all like, produced.
Everybody's ever been on Degrassi?
Yeah. It's Everybody's Been on Degrassi and it's all produced by Linda Shuler, which is the one that did Degrassi. She did. And the only reason I know her fucking name is because it comes out at the end of every fucking episode. And she also did LA Complex. That's how I got it. Because, Manny from Degrassi is one of the people from...
What the fuck is she saying?
Yeah, I know. It's a lot of words. Degrassi.
Only thing I know about Degrassi...
You're just gonna yell Degrassi.
The only thing I know about Degrassi is Drake. That Drake was on it and he was in a wheelchair. That's all. That's
which I found that...
The chick that was on the reboot of 90210.
Shaylee.
That one.
With Jenny Grimes.
By the way, I have to...
Shaney Grimes.
I have a bone to pick with the quote-unquote revival of 90210.
It's not a show.
Because it's not a revival of 90210.
No.
Like, what is it?
They're their own characters.
They're their own playing, people. Look, they're playing
exaggerated
versions. They're playing exaggerated versions of themselves looking to reboot 90210.
So it's going like to be a reality
Shannon,
show?
It's going to be Shannon.
It's going to be a mock reality show.
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be like modern, like Modern Family or The Office or Parks.
Yeah, it's
going to
be Shannon Doherty.
Playing Shannon Doherty.
Yeah, so it's probably going to be bitch Shannon Doherty. Or like her saying like, hey guys, I'm not that much of a bitch that everybody thought I was.
Yeah. So it's a little not, which I figured, I'm like, listen, they did a reboot of 90210 and the originals for the most part were on it.
Yeah, because
I think with the exception of Shannon Doherty and Luke Perry, they were all on it in the four seasons it was on.
Yeah, because
Jenny Garth was a full-time character and
Tori Spelling was on it.
Yeah, because she was, because her little sister that was actually born in the original show was on.
They grew her up.
Right. They was on the revival and then, but she
was on it and directed of an episode.
Yeah,
too.
And she was a recurring cast member. She was like, she was on it all the time, and like she had a storyline. So I was like, what are they going to do that they haven't already done on this reboot? Because that reboot went on for four seasons. It's not the longest run, but it's a run.
That's a long time.
4 years is a good amount of time. So,
and it wasn't horrible. It wasn't Melrose Place horrible.
Oh, the reboot of Melrose Place with Ashley Simpson that lasted like six episodes. Yeah, it was bad.
You can't, like, you can't do Melrose Place with a fucking young cast.
I think you can.
No, it has to be.
It just has to be the right people. But I don't think Melrose Place is a CW show.
No.
I think if you were to put Melrose Place, like, at least basic cable, like FX or something like that, it would work. Because I think Melrose Place needs to be a little bit more risque.
That's why I say, like, it can't be, like, that young, like, Ashley Simpson. Like,
it can't be, like, well, Ashley Simpson's my age, but it can't be. It can't be like a fresh out of college.
High school. Yeah, because that's what 90210 is for. Like, for them to get
it's got to be like a mid-20s show.
Because that was the whole thing. Like, when they introduced, everybody was in their 20s. Mm. That they were, you know.
And to be fair,
really
I'm pretty
40s.
Sure. No. I'm pretty sure that Ashley Simpson, when that started, was mid-20s.
Yeah, but she also looks 12.
Does she?
She did.
I haven't seen her in a while.
I don't know where
she got her nose done.
Listen,
and it's like gold nose.
Yeah,
like I want that nose.
Mm-hmm. But it didn't have Ryan Cabrera.
Stupid. I don't want his skunk hair anyway.
These headphones are giving me a headache.
Is this too much talking in your ears?
They're like squeezing my head. They're really tight
because they're
brand
new.
That's what she said.
I'll wear them for a while if you want.
It's fine.
Well, let me go pee and then we can talk about other things. So. I don't know if you want to pause or if you want to keep talking.
I don't know.
But I don't care.
Neri says we can't pause. That you can do you can stop and then when we come back or do it now and then do the wine pour now.
I'm going to do the wine pour. Hang on. Wine pour and wine then pour. We'll be back. Wine pour.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And welcome back. That was a 5-minute break for us. It was 5 seconds for you guys. Welcome. Thanks for holding. It's okay. Before we jump into our next topic, I do want to talk about our wine real quick because we didn't talk about it.
Did we totally
skip over it.
Damn it, CW and your compelling shitty shows.
This wine is another Aldi find, and I think it was $6.99 if I'm not mistaken. This is the Exquisite Collection. It is a Malbec from Mendoza, Argentina. And, I mean, not to we can't complain about it. It's almost gone.
Listen, it's so. Chilean. So far, I'm like Chilean and
Chilean.
I drink. And Argentinian wines. Honestly, I've yet to find one that I did not like.
I feel the same about Spanish wines too.
Yeah. So, you know, if it's like there's hit or miss, like, and it's weird to say, like, hit or miss with local wines, like the U.S. wines, like.
No, 100%. I agree.
They're very hit or miss, but especially a good Malbec, and it's an Argentinian Malbec.
Argentinian wines?
All Malbecs are Argentinian.
Yeah, okay.
Then. It's like saying all Riojas are Spanish.
Thank you. Wikipedia.
You were just saying in our last episode that we needed to learn a little bit more about wine. And
Listen, don't use my words against me, okay? I don't appreciate
that. I totally just gave Steph like this like caca face, but it wasn't really a caca face.
It's a caca like face with love.
Do you know what I want right now? I want Darian's like ham serrano.
I'm telling you.
Leg.
Those boys have spoiled us, man.
I know. Every time we go over there. Well, listen, last time we only got Mojo Donuts,
the best when we were done recording.
When we were done recording, we were all starving. We were trying to figure out.
And it was pouring fucking rain.
Dude, like, I think you hear it in the episode, like the lightning and the thunder. But we went downstairs.
No, like, we got text messages. Like, people were like, don't fucking leave where you're at.
So we were there.
I texted you guys too. I was like, drive safely. Please let me know when you get home because the rain is coming down and it's so bad.
So, anyway, so we were, it was like 1 a.m. when we finished recording and we were like looking for food. We were all hungry.
Right.
And I think the only thing that was open was Casa Havana or something and they weren't delivering. We had to go pick it up and we're like, fuck that. We're not leaving. Mm-hmm. So we kind of just like raided DJ's refrigerator and we just took out. I had a bag.
It was like right around Easter, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. I had a bag of goldfish in my purse.
Nice.
So that I took that out and we made like a super ghetto. It's on our Instagram. Yeah. If you want to check it out. We made like a super ghetto like charcuterie board.
Nice.
That had goldfish.
You still have the balls to call it a charcuterie board.
It was
a goldfish
because we presented it on a plate.
Yes, it was on a very nicely arranged plate. We had like goldfish. We had like string cheese. We had
that pesto sauce was fire. Sauce
from fucking Publix that he said that he gets at Publix in the deli, like where the hummus is.
Right.
Which is fucking delicious. That which I was dipping my goldfish into
and it. And we all tried it. And it was fucking good. And then he busted out with the piece
he's
that
like,
it says
"Don Monserrano," and I'm like, "Sure." And I'm thinking that he's gonna bring out like the public the deli ham, bag, yeah. The sliced ham.
Nope.
And he has this like fucking leg, like entero leg of a pig,
nice.
On top of his refrigerator. And he brings it down. He was like, "Oh yeah, Ingrid is his wife." He's like, "Ingrid got this for me for Valentine's Day.
Like
it was Valentine's on Amazon. Day. This is what it's, I
yeah we googled. We googled
on Amazon.
Jeez."
And it's like a whole like mounted leg of a pig and you just like carve off the amount of meat that you want. And we started eating
shit's
that.
It's just falling.
Yeah.
And we
too
dipped
stuff
it and we put the pesto on it. It was fucking fantastic and that's
look
what
at the
I want.
Shit I missed out on.
And that's what I want right now.
Sorry.
I can go. I can let me tell you. I have you know what? Actually
need
tomorrow
to buy that for your house.
I do. And if it wasn't for my husband being so like gaga, like I would and
you
like
can buy it and I'll have it when I come over.
But I really feel like I need to go tomorrow and buy the pesto sauce now because I'm like
I know I haven't been to Publix in a while because we've been doing our groceries at Trader Joe's, but I feel like I need to go to Publix.
Yeah, we've been going to Aldi a lot.
We've been to Aldi and Trader Joe's. We've been
Aldi
doing.
Is the tits clearly because we've had I don't know how many Aldi wines,
but we've been the last couple of weeks we made it. We've been going to Trader Joe's. Like we'll go like since we're up early anyways. Right. We'll go before the crowds and they're still parking and whatever. Cause it's a
I
little
still fun. Haven't been to Trader Joe's. I have to go.
Girl.
Yeah.
Okay, look, the next day that I have off that I don't have anything, like during the week that I don't have anything going on, we'll go.
Yeah, we go to.
Cause you think the Aldi cheese section is good?
Yeah.
No, I know Trader Joe's is better than Aldi,
it's
but I have an
company.
Aldi across the street.
It's the
no,
same company.
I know. But I have Aldi across the street, and Trader Joe's is like halfway across the city. So
yeah, but it's worth
Aldi
the drive.
Wins.
It's worth the drive.
Is it though?
It really is.
Their flower selection is really, really great.
That I like.
They
flowers.
Just don't have the random shit aisle. That's the only thing that they
love that random
I
shit
know.
Aisle from
the two
Aldi.
Things that Trader Joe's that does not have was the random shit aisle, and they don't really have baby stuff. But,
I don't care about babies. I don't know about that.
Yeah, no, the other
ain't
day.
Nobody in this
right,
room has babies.
When I lived closer to Trader Joe's, that was a problem. But I had a Trader Joe's. I was close to Trader Joe's, but I had an Aldi around the corner. So I like did both.
Yeah, I went with my mom the
other
day.
I literally have Aldi walking distance from my
house. Yeah, we went the other day.
Supposedly they're putting one by your house.
Aldi?
Across the street from Finca.
Aldi or Trader Joe's?
Supposedly that's what that construction is.
Is that what that's because there's a Walmart.
Wait, Aldi, answer me!
Aldi.
Aldi. Because there's a Walmart supermarket, you know, that's coming. Be,
right. But that's not open. I feel like that's been ready for a while.
I feel
like
it's
open.
Been a while and I'm ready. But
allegedly, there's going to be an Aldi there. And I'm hoping for an Aldi-Wawa combination because there's no gas stations on that side of town.
Do you know how much it bothers me that there's no fucking gas stations close from my house? House?
I
no,
understand.
From my house to like 8th Street and
I understand because when I lived in the Hammocks, there was one gas station. It's like that mobile that's on like Hammocks Boulevard mm-hmm. and 104th. And it was always like 50 cents more than any other
because
gas
there was
station.
Nothing else around
right,
because
there's nothing else out there. But at least Wawa keeps the prices down. By the way, last Saturday, we went to lunch at Wawa, specifically because I needed to get gas.
Guys, we just got Wawa down here.
Yeah.
FYI, for those of you
for
that
everybody
have
Wawa. Else that's in the modern world and has Wawa and has had Wawa. So, first of all, Wawa is the where in the Goldbergs where, like, Barry and his little friends hang out. They hang out in front of the Wawa. So, when we got there, I was like, I'm very disappointed that the JTP is not hanging out here. But it's fucking amazing. If you have not been to a Wawa, you need to go.
I went to a Wawa a while ago, recently.
And their gas is cheap.
Because the kids had to pee. We were in Orlando and the kids had to pee. And we stopped at a Wawa and I had never been inside one.
Bruh.
And I was like,
it is a legit.
Holy tits, this place is clean. Like, it was clean, nice.
And, like, their food is really good.
I bought
good.
Sophia a banana and it was a good banana.
Their stuff is, their food is really good. Like, we had to get gas and we were in the area. So it's like, let's stop by there. And we went and we got, like, sandwiches and they have, like, rice bowls and they have, like, They have prepackaged salads, but they also have, like, they'll make you a fresh one. Salad? Their coffee bar is really good.
Good to know. I'm always in the area where they just open the Wawa and Kendall on 120.
Yeah, we're always in that area.
Yeah.
So
yeah. My doctor's down
well,
there.
I
so
go,
down
well,
there.
I have one. Since I work down south, I have one, like, 5 minutes. It's on 184th, and mm-hmm. I'm, like, on, well, I'm on 240
yeah.
something. So it's, but it's like 10 minutes.
And I'm trying to remember where it was and I can't remember where it is. They're also going to open around here. It's either around me or around up there, like around the Wawa Aldi, a Five Below.
Five Below.
Here. There's one here right by the Topgolf. They're going to open.
That's where it's going
to
be.
Okay. I have to tell you, I have a Five Below.
You do?
Right close to work. It's the fucking shit.
It is. It's
Dude,
so great.
I had never been. First of all, this is like really like an adult conversation that we're having right now. Because like we would never have these conversations like 15 years ago. But anyway.
Hell no. I'm talking about fucking Aldi, Wawa, Trader Joe's, and Five Below.
But
like,
anyway,
this is grown up talk.
Bro, Five Below is like if the Dollar Tree and Party City and like Ross
yes.
all got together. Yeah. But it was, but nothing is over
$5. And the Fun Aisle in Aldi.
Yeah.
Right. Or like the Dollar Spot in Target.
Yeah.
And Claire's.
Right. It's like so much
Charming
random
Charlies.
Shit. Yeah. It's random shit that's all put together, but it's so fucking useful. Their party section
it's
is
great.
Yeah, it's not like Tuesday morning.
What the
no,
fuck
Tuesday
is Tuesday morning?
Oh, I love Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning,
morning
I
is
have
amazing.
One down in Color Bay and I have
oh,
like,
you need to go.
It's like the Ross and the Marshalls, but it's almost a little bit cheaper than those. They have great
They have
stuff.
Like appliances and shit.
Oh, yeah?
It's kind of like a garage sale. It's like a fancy garage sale because sometimes like you find great
I
shit.
I have a Habitat Restore downstairs.
You
downtown.
Should go to Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning is amazing. And it's called Tuesday morning because
I have one right next to the Burlington.
Yeah, because Tuesday morning.
Sales yeah. are on Tuesdays. Like they get new shit and they mark stuff down on Tuesdays.
You know where I've also been and I'm a little ashamed to say? And it's like I thought Ross was the bottom of the barrel.
No.
Bro, have you been to Aditi's Discounts?
No.
There's one by the uniform store here by Corka on 8th Street. And I walked.
Yeah. It's like low-end Ross.
It's awful.
It's awful.
But back to Five Below.
You can get like shit for $5.
You have to
and
go to,
it's
but
not
Five Below.
Terrible.
Five Below is the shit. And Five Below has like.
I feel like I'm going to do my Christmas shopping this year.
Because they have
but
nice
for like
stuff.
Stocking
stuff,
but it's
and, like,
nice
shit
stuff.
For the kids. They have like coloring books and they have Crayola. Like
yeah.
they have crayons.
Like I feel like I'm gonna do a lot of my kids' party favor bags. And
yes,
stuff.
Yes.
Like it's yeah.
Like well, Oliver the other day he wanted a basketball because we went to a Heat game a couple weeks ago, and he wanted like we took them to.
Did I not come with my wedding rings?
I didn't see you wearing your wedding.
I didn't
rings.
See you wearing rings.
Okay. I'm a little drunk, so I don't know what's happening.
Okay.
So.
we went to the Heat
That's
game.
That's my face.
And we took them. We took the kids to like the gift shop at the arena.
Oh, where everything's $47, right?
So that they could like pick like a T-shirt or like a little toy or whatever. But Oliver was like, "I want a basketball, a plain fucking basketball." It didn't even say Miami. It was like the orange basketball.
$80
It was $35 fucking dollars for basketball.
Makes sense.
I went to Five Below, $5 Same fucking basketball.
No, plus Five Below has a lot of licensed stuff.
Yeah.
And they have like a $5 T-shirt section, like all these shirts that I'm always.
It's like Spencer's Gifts with the T-shirts.
Yes. And they have like makeup.
Oh no, Five Below is amazing.
Five Below is legit. I was like really, I didn't know what it was. And then I went into one and I was like, this is like Dollar Tree on steroids.
Yeah.
Like,
this is- well, I had heard about it because like, again, I'm in a shit ton of Facebook groups and people are like, oh, I bought this, these stickers and these pens at Five Below. And I'm like, the fuck is a Five Below?
Yeah, a lot of the silhouette groups that I'm in, yeah, they buy a lot of their stuff.
I would, like, you know where I first saw, of course, because this is where I first see everything. I first saw Five Below in Orlando, like Kissimmee, but like the Kissimmee side of Orlando. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And for years, I've been like, what the fuck is that? Because you know how when you get off on like 249, you have to drive through like the suburbs before you get into Disney? And in like the loop, in like in that shopping center, there's one. And I was like, what the fuck is that shit? And then we got one. And I go to that, the down in Cutler Bay, I go to the Publix and the Happy Fiesta all the time. Yeah. I work right by there. And I was like, you know what?
What's Happy Fiesta?
It's like Venezuelan Party City. I'm surprised you don't know about Happy Fiesta.
I know there's like a Venezuelan party place here in Doral by the Best Buy.
Yeah.
It's the same thing?
It's the same thing. Okay. And then there's one on Core Weighted. Across the street from Five Below.
I know what it
but
is.
But it's Venezuelan Party City, but I like it more than Party City.
Okay.
I like it more than Party City, though.
Yeah, you have a lot of options.
You have a lot of options, and then like when you're doing Hora Loca stuff, obviously because Hora Loca is a Venezuelan thing, it's that's the best place to get like all the props and stuff for Hora Loca.
You know what's also opening, which we've talked about this before, me and you, not on air. Lucky Market.
Lucky Market, but Lucky Market hasn't done anything. Like I drive by there frequently.
It's just
and it still has like the H.H. Gregg shit, and I'm a little annoyed.
On Kendall and
127 where H.H. Gregg was, they're putting a Lucky Market, which is like cheap Whole Foods.
Okay.
Which I thought it was going to be an Asian market, not going to pretend. Like,
I thought we have an Asian market. I just here called the same Lucky's. Thing. That's why.
Yeah, because we have one.
It's a grocery store out of Colorado or Boulder.
I don't know where
Boulder is in Colorado.
Shut up, I'm drunk.
Geography.
So it's a grocery store out of Boulder, Colorado, but it's are you okay?
Is Missy still here?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell her we said hi. But it would get out.
Yeah, but like when I first saw it, I go to Stephanie, I'm like, is it an Asian market? And like not to be like anything, just because Lucky's.
It's cheap Whole Foods.
And it's cheap Whole Foods. And I'm like, okay, like that's close. Where are you? Open. Open.
I know. I drive by. It was supposed to open it in like the spring of 2019, which we are in spring 2019.
We're almost in summer.
Yeah, and it's not open, but like you
can June 1st is hurricane season.
The H.H. Gregg shopping cart's like still at the door.
And it's
of the
such a big freaking
space. It's a huge
space.
Building.
Because the H.H. because it was.
I bought my TV there, so.
Yeah, H.H. Gregg is appliances. Isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like Brandsmart.
It's like Brandsmart. So it was like so big that I'm like, yes, like take all the spaces.
You know what would be a great place for a Trader Joe's? And Trader Joe's, if you're listening, please heed our advice.
Trader Joe's needs to spread a little bit.
157th and Miller?
Same. I mean,
I would be okay with that because I'm over there to take Oliver to school.
They're putting.
No.
Where?
In the space where the Toys R Us was on Kendall 117.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it would be a good place.
They have good parking. It's a horrible parking, like the one in frickin' US
One.
Why would they fucking put it on US
One? You know
One?
They have like a guard now that like
yeah, that he like directs
parking.
You for parking.
It's made it easier.
Good.
Yeah,
but again, like we've been going before 9 a.m. so that like we which
avoid the
I hate that this
mom-ish.
Is my fucking life that I'm going to fucking Trader Joe's before 9 o'clock. But my kid's up, so I might as well get out of the house.
Do you know that I had like a moment that I was like, relax, like okay, I get it. They're enjoying the moment. But I was like, this is not the fucking time for the moment. We went like a couple weeks ago to Trader Joe's, maybe a little bit more. But we're there and the place, it's literally Saturday or Sunday.
$1 pretzel rolls. Yeah.
It's like Saturday or Sunday at like 11 o'clock. Yeah. So it's like prime fucking Trader
Joe's.
Oh, Joe
yeah.
Time.
Like all the Pinecrest stuff. Yeah. Are out
yeah.
There.
Everybody was out there. And there's like this family. And the parents are there with their shopping cart, and then they have allowed their child.
Oh, Link has
with
to have
the mini
own
shopping cart.
Oh, hell no!
And I'm like, I get it, enjoy the moment, but this is not the time for it because the place was like this, and like the kids getting like
lost. Well, we like, the mom is literally like, where is he? Like, you see the mom and dad playing the, like, yeah. Do you got him? Like,
that's no.
We let I'm stressed out own, just thinking about that. We let Link get his own shopping cart, but we're also going before 9 a.m.
But yeah. That's what I mean. Like, it's not that crazy
at that time.
But I was like, I get it. He's enjoying it. And Nathan has done the little shopping cart thing too. But it was literally that moment that I was like, dude, I fear for your child's safety right now.
You know what Link does? It's like, he gets the produce bags, mm-hmm. and he puts everything that he's gonna buy, because he has to, like, his stuff has to go in, just like the applesauces and like that kind of thing, like the veggie straws, right. Like the stuff that's his stuff
in those bags
in his shopping cart, but then it also has to go in the produce bags. And I don't know why. But then the other thing that he likes to do is that there's this one guy that works on Sundays at Trader Joe's, and we, like, have to go to his line.
Okay.
Because he was nice to Link once. So now we have to go to his line, and he's like, where's Edwin? We have to go to Edwin. And, like, last week he wasn't there. So he was like, but why isn't Edwin here? I'm like,
because he doesn't live here, handsome.
Sometimes people need days off. But, yeah. But they're nice to kids in Trader Joe's, because they'll take their car and they'll ring them up, like, have their own, you know, it's cute the way they do.
No, yeah, they're good. And, like,
yeah, I don't like taking my kids grocery shopping. So.
Well, I just started following,
Well, the reason I'm up at 8:30 on a Sunday is because of him, so yeah. He's coming with me.
Yeah, if I'm up, like, but, like, I
yeah, just but started... when I take my kids grocery shopping, I end up buying things like Nutella and cookies and gummies and shit that I don't want to buy.
Do you understand that I ended up the
you
other...
You know, you're the adult and you can say no.
Yeah, no.
It's hard. Because, you know, I want to eat those things too.
Yeah, but I just think.
No, well, last Saturday we went to Aldi. And, like, Nathan's, like, walking. He's like, okay. Because, like, sometimes he'll stay in the cart just because it's like, he's like, I don't want to walk. Because he's finally
under. A giant child fits in that cart?
Barely.
My kid that's small does not barely fit in
cart. And he's like, mommy, I'm like, eventually, like, he'll want to sit there, but then he'll get uncomfortable.
What Aldi do you go to?
The one by the Costco. The one.
Nintendo?
Yeah, the one.
Aldi's no, good. It's a standalone.
No,
Aldi.
I know.
The one, 127th and 120th and 137th.
The other day I went to the Aldi that's on Coral Way, like by the Sushisaki. Yeah.
Oh, I never go to that
that's
one.
That's the original one. That was the first one that was here in Miami.
Yeah,
that one. The shopping carts in that one are bigger than the one that's right here.
Oh, okay.
And, like, they're like the Costco size carts, like the seat is bigger. Right. So that's why I was asking if maybe the cart was bigger.
No, there's a regular one. And then, like, he'll go in and then he'll get annoyed. And then want to walk around, so he was walking around, and we go to the, like, the breadish, like, I guess bread section,
the bakery section,
yeah. And, like, my mom, like, has discovered these, like, little, like, breads, like, pseudo croissants, but they're not, that, like, have chocolate infused in them already.
Link loves a croissant.
She loves my kids too. Yeah, she loves those.
So she eats that, like, shit every morning for breakfast. Trader Joe's has a big one, and we've been buying them, and he takes, like, 3 days to eat one croissant. Like, he'll bite it off, and then I'll put it in its own Ziploc bag, and then, like, the next morning you can have it. But, like, I mean, I'm not going to let a croissant go away.
Yeah. Like, my mom, like, loves these, like, freaking chocolate ones. So, like, she's going there, and then, like, Nathan just, like, stops. It was the funniest thing. Like, he stops, and he's like, and I see him, like, looking from afar, and he goes, Mommy, look. And it's, like, a tray of assorted cookies. And it's chocolate chip cookies, black, like, chocolate cookies and chocolate chip cookies, but with, like, M&M's
Nathan's
on them.
Black cookies or actual?
No, like, real ones. So it was a whole, like.
Nathan's black cookies are just
so orange. It was a whole variety. Yeah. So it was a whole variety of, like, chocolate chip cookies. Like, it was chocolate chip cookies and the chocolate chip cookies with the M&M's on them. And then.
Like the cookie platter from BJ's.
Yeah, like the cookie platter. So he goes, Mommy, look at this. And, like, I'm like, okay. And, like, I forgot what it was that we had been earlier. So I was like, okay, you know what? Do you want this? Like, I'll take it to the house. Like, you know, like, let's have some cookies. It was like $4.99, something ridiculously, like, cheap. Like, do you want this? Like, yes, Mommy, I have to have the cookie platter. Mm-hmm. So of I was course. Like, okay, so we buy it because Nathan had it. We get to the house and he's like, Mommy, I want a cookie. And I'm like, okay, so I get the platter and, like, I pop the seal.
Did
and
he
I
lick all the cookies. Don't let Nary have
He
one.
Looked at me and he goes, no, Mommy, that's not a cookie. And I go, what are you talking about? He goes, no, I want a black cookie. I'm like, Nathan, you want an Oreo? And he goes, yeah. And I go, what about all these cookies? He goes, oh, no, Mommy, I don't want any of these.
Lo mato.
So I ended up gifting them to the school. I was like, here. I was like, for you guys. Thank you for all you do. Because I had a fucking cookie platter that I was not going to leave at my house.
Right. Yeah, because then you end up eating all the damn cookies.
Yeah. Well, Yeah.
All right, guys.
Kids are fun.
Yeah, they are totally fun. So speaking of children.
Wait, well, what I like about, I just like the convenience of like paying like under $100 yeah. for like my, oh my week's God. Groceries, yep. including meats and shit like that.
Well, the other day I spent $140 at Aldi, but it's because I bought shit. Like I bought stuff for the
well,
house.
Well, I told you that if you saw another fucking like storage gallon thing to get me.
I'll check.
Listen. They have like organic chicken breasts at Aldi for like $3.
Yeah, it's great.
No, yeah, the price are it's like fantastic. Well, when I do my Noche Buena, my Christmas Eve at my house, like I go there.
Yeah,
for the cheese platters
and I do it there for Thanksgiving when I have to do my like 18 trays of mac and cheese.
Their birthdays, like when like for my mom's birthday or my birthday or my brother's birthday, like I don't want to buy like a huge cake because it's just three adults mm-hmm. and two kids. They have a $3 bun cake. Have you guys had it? The little chocolate bun cake?
No, I go to Nothing Bun Cakes.
Yeah, but that those are big cakes. They have
no, they have the little bunlets are like $6.
Uh-huh.
I go to Corner
this
Bakery.
This one is bigger than, but this is bigger than the same. This is bigger than the $3 bunlet. It's like this big, mm-hmm. and it's so fucking good. It's like a chocolate cake with like
but
a
you
chocolate.
Don't have to yell at us.
But I do because it's so fucking good, and it's $3. And their cheesecake is really good. They have like
the cheesecakes are good. I've had
they
them.
Have the cheesecake platter that has like assorted slices. Those are really good. And the other day I went and they were selling them by the two slices of cheesecake at a time. I'm like, this is amazing. I'm so I love Aldi. Missy went to Aldi for the first time today.
You need to. She had never been to Aldi.
Nope.
The fuck.
I've been telling her she just went today. She
you
loved
need
it.
To go to Trader what? Joe's just for the flower section alone.
But see,
now
I
that
like
it's springtime,
listen. There.
Now that this it's springtime and like the tulips are in season, like half their flower section is tulips.
I love tulips.
And they're like cheap. It's like $5 for a bouquet of tulips.
And I started recently following like two Instagram accounts that are like Trader Joe Fine.
Trader Joe's Junkie is my favorite fucking Instagram.
And like there's like all this shit that I'm like. What? Like this exists? Like the stuff
the everything but the bagel seasoning?
That is crack on a
listen, like a I don't can. I can't eat avocado toast cuz I'll throw up. But supposedly if you put that on
it
avocado
is fucking
toast,
delicious. Like
Dave is like a basic bitch when it comes to avocado toast.
You could have just stopped that basic bitch.
Right, but specifically like we've gone to brunch where he's ordered avocado
no,
toast.
No, see, I work so fucking basic. See, I don't order, like, I make it at my house. Like,
no, he'll order it at a restaurant.
No, I will pay $12 for avocado toast. Like, I'm going to make
it at my
house. I paid
$13 for fucking chicken fingers today.
If,
I'm like
if
not
you're
happy
going
about
somewhere
this.
And they're charging you $13 for avocado toast, you don't need to be eating there because that's fucking ridiculous.
No, that's like,
that's what it
that's
is.
That's
now.
What it is.
But for the same
that's
price, ridiculous. I can have Eggs Benedict and that's what I'm having.
Listen, speaking of avocado toast and brunch and basic shit, you know that Latin House moved?
Okay.
Latin House.
It's not no longer on Sunset and
no, it is where the diner was where Kendall Regal Cinemas is.
Really? So wait, the diner's
not
gone?
There?
Nope.
Me and Jeff went there like easily 2 months ago.
Okay. Well, it's not there anymore.
Well,
and
you
it's
used
now
to do karaoke at the diner.
Yes, but now it's Latin House.
Okay.
Which is better.
Why are you yelling at me?
Latin House has brunch.
Okay.
And we should
no,
go.
I'm all about it being Latin House, but are you Jeff? Are you awake? Are you awake?
I told David, I'm like, oh, we like now that we're done with Big Little Lies.
We went to that was like our like breakfast spot when we like had no children.
I just thought they were expensive. Like I was for a diner.
Yeah,
diner,
yeah,
they
yeah but they have a fluffer nutter, so I'm in.
A what? That's what they call people that like suck dick during porn.
That's
like
a fluffer.
A fluffer nutter is a peanut butter. No, it's a peanut butter and marshmallow fluff sandwich.
No, but there's a candy called Fluffer Nutter, isn't
it? I don't know about that, but this is like Elvis Presley's like favorite, like.
No, he did the peanut butter and banana.
That's a Fluffer Nutter. No.
I think you're just making shit up.
I think it's bedtime, guys.
No, but listen, I texted Dave and I was like, hey, Riverdale's on Netflix, so we can do that before Handmaids if you want. He's like, oh, that's a good idea because there are no witnesses when you'll murder me. And I'm like, I've already seen this. I'm not going to murder you.
Well, speaking of Handmaids, I just finished. I caught up to season 2.
And how do you feel?
I don't know if it's because you guys told me.
Spoiler.
Yeah, spoiler. Okay, well, let me. 24. We're at 25 for the second half of this episode.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I can add a marker. So it'll remind me when I'm editing. 24:50. Okay. So I don't know if it's like when a movie is like too hyped up for you. That like, oh, the movie's so amazing.
I get that. Inception
and
was
then,
that for me.
And then like you go and watch the movie and like, I don't fucking get it. I understand the anger that it sparks in people, but it didn't make me angry.
So I agree with you because I kind of like you binged it after the current season was already done.
Right.
So I wasn't like watching it week to week because like Hulu, for some reason with Handmaid's Tale, does not upload like all at once.
I get why they do that though.
I get why they do it too, but they do the first three episodes and then they do a week to week.
But Hulu does that with all their shows.
No, they don't.
I had to do the, I had to deal with that with The Path and I had to deal with that with Runaways.
Oh, well.
It's week to week.
Because some shows they don't. Because
some
like,
shows they don't.
Because, for example, like Pen 15 and Shrill, like they uploaded them all at the same time.
Yeah, but like The Path, I had to do week to week.
Maybe they're more serious shows.
Yeah.
And Runaways, I had to do that week to week.
Maybe. So like I understand
why
also,
you do that Hulu.
I understand that also, but I also think that I'm very, I don't know, is that I'm desensitized to things or it's that I know that this is fake fiction. Yeah. Like as realistic
can
as
I tell you, sorry, can I tell you that Sophie has learned the word fiction and now everything that we watch
is
she
fiction.
Asks me, Mommy, is this fiction? And I want to punch her in the head because it's driving me nuts.
I understand that.
Mommy, is this fiction? It's a fucking cartoon. Of course it's fiction. Like, stop it.
Well, I don't know if it's that I understand that while it is, like, scary in its proximity, yeah, I understand.
It's
I still understand that it's fiction.
Right.
Even though it might not be that.
It's not that, that much fiction.
It's not that far off. But I still understand that there is an element, like, we could potentially be 15, 20 years out from this.
No, I don't feel like it's that far
I'm
off.
I'm being nice.
I know, but I don't feel like it's that
far.
It's really, it's very scary and it's very anger-inducing because of the parallels of how fucking, it's, like, too real.
Right. No,
it's, like, that but hashtag
I, but
too
But that's
real.
What I'm saying. I don't know if it's that it's too real and I'm just kind of like, eh. Or if it's that I'm just desensitized to other things, but I felt the same way. I felt like, as I was like, I get why people would make, like, why the show would make people stabby, but I don't necessarily feel that way.
I don't feel that way at all. Like,
Because, like, Christy has been telling us, like, don't binge it. You need to take a break. Christy and Q were like, don't binge it. You need to take breaks in between. Like, I saw it on, like, 4 days.
Yeah. So, well, I've been watching it for the last, like, week and a half. And the other day.
And I'm about to, like, do a second round because Dave wants to watch it.
I don't know. So. Like, I watched it when I was on maternity leave with Nathan.
Oh, that's why.
Your hormones were, like, up here, you know? Like,
listen, I saw the episode of Grey's Anatomy where April and Jackson's baby died while Link was, like, 2 months old and, like, breastfeed, like, legit on my tit. And and that baby was dying. And I was, like, a disaster. But otherwise, I don't really get like that with Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, but, like, that's the thing. So I watched it when, like, I was home on maternity leave with Nathan and I hated everyone. And watching it, like, we're talking 2013, and
that's
I was watching
when it came
it.
Out.
It yeah. can't have come out that late.
That's when I watched it.
No, there's no way.
Maternity. That's when I started watching it.
Are you sure?
I feel that's when I started watching it.
I don't think so.
How can it
it's only
be
two
on
seasons.
Season two?
There's no way.
I was home.
Could it have been for something else?
Honey, the first episode was April in 2017. Nathan was 4 years old.
And what did I watch? Maybe you watched the movie?
He was almost four.
The movie doesn't do that to me. I actually love the movie. But
I don't wear these anymore.
Yeah, but
me!
Especially if you're getting
them. Squeeze your head.
But yeah, like, I started watching it, and I watched it week for week, and I remember, like, hugging Nathan a lot. So that's why I feel like he was younger.
Yeah.
He was 2013?
I don't know. But
is that the year he was December 2013?
Yeah. 2012
is when you got married.
No, 2012 I got married. 2013 he was born. 2014 is when I thought I had watched it.
Okay, so he was almost 4 years old.
Yeah,
but by the time this was aired.
Yeah, but when I
so you were watching something else.
Yeah, I did start watching PLL. I did binge PLL again that time.
It could have been that.
But I remember watching it and like just being mad.
I completely get the mad feelings. Like,
yeah,
it's frustrating as hell. Like, especially watching
what they do to Rory Gilmore. It's not
I have
right.
zero Lots attachment to Rory Gilmore.
It doesn't
so
matter.
I
but
like,
it's not
I
about
say,
the. It's not
it
about
sucks.
The attachment.
Like, no, I get it. Like, it's not good what happens to her. But I get where most of you that are Gilmore Girls fans are coming from in the sense that like, there's this character that you guys have loved for such a long time, and then like, she's the actress is playing a different person.
She is batshit fucking crazy in this. Like. The
you
way-
never saw Mad Men?
No.
Cause she did you see Mad Men?
Yes.
Cause she played a character on Mad Men that was very it was the first thing that she I think one of the first things she had done like outside
afterwards,
of Gilmore
yeah.
Girls. And it was she's great in it, and that's actually where she met her husband. But she won an Emmy, I believe, before Handmaid's Tale won an Emmy for that, for a guest appearance. Yeah. She was fucking great on that show. And I didn't like her. When she came on, I was like, oh, what the fuck, this chick.
She's great on Handmaid's. Like, she, when she loses her shit and, like, she steals a car, I think, in the first season.
Yeah.
Like the fourth or fifth episode.
Yeah. And she, like, steals a car and she runs over a guardian. And I was like, yes, bitch. Yes, you run over those fucking assholes. Like, that, I was cheering for her. And like when in season two, when she stabs Aunt Lydia in the back and pushes her down the fucking stairs, I had that Friends moment. I was like, push her down the stairs, push her down the stairs.
I will say, like, one of the things that does kind of sometimes bother me about Handmaids is that I feel like, because some of the characters that are doing these things are the main characters, mm-hmm. they don't get as punished as like an ancillary character would.
Right.
So like, I feel like, for example, when she steals the car, mm-hmm. like,
she would just be killed.
She would just be killed otherwise. But it's the fact that it's Alexis Bledel and it's, and they need her for other things. Like, they won't.
Well, I feel like,
does that make sense?
No, but in the storyline, like, she is a fertile woman, so like she can have.
But there's a lot of,
had any.
But she hasn't had any. Number one, number two, there's a lot of other fertile girls.
But also the that men get, are that, the sterile ones,
right? But that, but my point is that there's a lot of other fertile girls that are on the show, or other fertile characters that do less and have more severe punishment.
I also think it depends on who their commander is, or who their,
maybe, like,
the,
I feel
the,
like,
man in their house.
Like,
is.
I feel like the perfect example is June. Like, June,
yeah,
June,
like,
does some,
June
fucked
does
up
some
shit.
Fucked up shit.
And I don't, whether I agree or disagree is not the point. The point is that she does fucked up shit that, like, I feel like if someone like Janine would do it, yeah. Like, she would.
Yeah,
like,
Janine got punished. If
she, yeah. And
I like, look at, what's her name? Nick's wife.
I really love Janine
right now.
Eden?
Eden, like,
Eden, yeah.
It was like boom, boom. Like,
well, that was very quick.
Like, but Eden, quick. They, okay, because I just watched that episode yesterday. Eden, they gave her a chance.
They did. And
they
gave her
plenty of chances to, like, repent and, like, renounce her sin and, like, ask for forgiveness. And she fucking didn't. She didn't.
But so
she,
I feel like we've gotten ahead of ourselves, though, with Handmaids. Like, can we kind of go back, sure, to the beginning? Because I feel like we kind of jumped a little bit ahead of, like, where we should have.
Well, I mean, like, we're talking, this is how we have our conversations.
Right, but let's try to structure it a little bit. So,
you're
basically,
wearing the headphones. You're driving.
I am. Basically, the overall concept of Handmaid's Tale is like, it's a dystopian America where, like, the modern government has fallen and it's been replaced by a very fundamentalist religious theocracy,
very family first.
Right, a very kind of right wing conservative, if you want to go there. And I'm sorry if you're right wing conservative, but sometimes the truth hurts. I'm a very tough love kind of person. But anyway.
Suck it.
Anyway, so, but it's basically kind of, the circumstances of society are that the birth rates have fallen drastically, which are modern. If you do any kind of research on modern birth rates, they have been falling lately.
I saw an article today, actually, it was like, 2018, it had dropped like 38%.
Right. Which a lot of that can be attributed to the fact that, like, our generation, which is like now the generation that's in our 30s, like the quote unquote millennial generation, is like just waiting longer to have children.
That, and I think we're a little, I don't want to say smarter, but we're a little more like proactive.
Right, like, we're more proactive with, like, right, kind of exactly. Stuff. So we're not like the amount of accidental pregnancies aren't as frequent as it has been in the past or whatever. So there's that aspect of it.
Hashtag keep abortion thing.
But in this reality, it's probably that coupled with, like, environmental circumstances,
yeah,
that just kind of affect.
That's
fertility as
for.
A whole.
I'm waiting for Handmaids to explain what's happening,
right,
like, why this is happening,
right,
you know.
Yeah, and I understand that, but for the most part in this reality of Handmaid's Tale, like, most of the men are actually sterile,
yeah,
and the women that are fertile, basically, like, there's like different classifications of people in this society, and there's, I can't remember what they're called, there are people that, like, live within their own family unit and have nothing, like, and they're the ones that wear, like, the gray.
Yeah,
I don't remember what they're called.
I don't know what they're called. I don't.
The people that
wear
the
gray
that are just, like, regular people.
Yeah.
Does she like hides out in their apartment for like a day and a half?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know their name. I don't think they were not part of the book.
No, I don't think so either.
They
but
part of the book. And
but there is. But the point is, within this handmade steel society, there is a society where like regular families can continue to
right,
exist.
Like, I feel like. I think it's like if you're already when the government fell,
if you were
like
already,
if you were already married, if you're already established and you like already had children, like they would leave you alone. Like
right.
if you weren't a commander or like a high ranking official.
Right. And you were just kind of like left to do just like, I guess, whatever you want to call like a blue collar job or whatever.
Yeah. Like the guy that was helping her escape, he drove a bread delivery truck.
Right. So and you're right, and then but there's like the highest ranking is like the commander and their wives, which are the commanders and their wives are usually like barren couples, and that have a handmaid living with them, and a handmaid is like a young, it's like an unmarried woman, a younger unmarried woman that like lives with them in their home.
I mean, not necessarily unmarried because June was married, but she was an adulteress.
If you don't fall into the typical parameters of their theocracy.
Yeah, it wasn't an unmarried woman. It was because unmarried women can still be taught.
Right.
These are fallen women.
Yeah.
Like they were either
gender traitors,
which is lesbian.
Or adulteress.
Right. June is considered an adulteress because her husband was married the first time. This religion was married before, and this religion recognizes the first marriage and not the second.
Well, also he started dating her while he was still married.
Well, he was still legally married.
But
and not
semantics of the reason she was
right
is because of the fact that the divorce was not recognized.
But I think like a regular, like,
did they say that though.
Yeah,
I think like a regular single girl, like unmarried woman, if they're fertile, it's gonna fall. Because like I don't think Janine is married to anybody or has. She's not a lesbian. She doesn't
she's
have
kind of crazy though.
She's a little crazy, but that doesn't really. That's neither really
it
here nor there.
She just ended up like she just ended up in that world. But I feel like if you follow by their rules,
I feel like if you are not really like necessarily committed to any one particular person because they don't care about same sex couples, or if they can discredit your relationship. And you are fertile.
Right. Like they,
I think the biggest caveat to that is that you have to be fertile.
Like
yeah.
And if they can find some way to disprove the fact that you are like,
right.
If they can find some way to negate your relationship.
Right. Like they outlawed all lesbian,
homosexual relationships.
Because, Alexis Bledel's character, Emily, was trying to flee the country with her wife, who was Canadian.
Right.
And their son. Their marriage certificate was no longer valid.
Right.
So
they either discredit like the homosexual relationship that you're in, or they get learned like in June's situation where she was legally married to her husband, but they recognized the first marriage and not the second. Or if it's someone like Moira who is a lesbian but wasn't
married
or committed or in a relationship.
That's another very important part because I think that was the thing with Moira was she had no male to claim her.
Right. And I don't think Janine does either because for all we know, Janine is a single straight girl and she's just a single straight girl that happens to be able to bear children.
Yeah, because Eden has a sister and when you find out from the dad, good job, that like they were raised for this world. Like they've been raised in the belief of what they were supposed to, which is why when Eden fled, they turned her in.
Mm-hmm. That shocked me.
Yeah. But the thing is that there could be young unmarried women that were being raised by or protected by or molded by
their parents,
a male in this, and I think that's the issue probably with Janine and probably with Moira is that
they didn't have a male to claim them.
Remember, the flashback scenes show you that if you did not have a male to claim your money and property,
mm-hmm.
your money was given to the government,
right?
Like, they took possession of any funds that you had. Like, June had money through her husband, but Moira...
I think she said it went to her dad.
It went to her dad, and she had no relationship because of the fact that she was gay.
Right.
Right. So, that's kind of, like, the basis of the society. It's, like, super fucked up. And, like, Handmaid's Tale, what they do brilliantly... One of the things they do brilliantly is they do these, like, flashbacks, like, right before shit, like, hit the fan... And like the
as
parallels to what we're like, I found a meme the other day and I'm pretty sure I shared it that it was like, do you remember the before scenes in Handmaid's Tale? Like we're in the before scenes.
We are. It's really fucking scary.
Right. So, but anyway, so that's kind of like the world that this that this show sets up, like in the first couple episodes. And there's when you are a handmaid, the other class of women, just so we can cover it, are the Marthas, which is like they're like the housekeepers, and they're based off of that. I don't remember that story in the Bible of like Martha and Mary when Jesus comes to visit them. Mm-hmm. That Martha is like very preoccupied like with the home and like how the home is looking and that it has to be clean and whatever. And Jesus tells her like that's not important to me. That's what the title of the Marthas is. So like they're like the cooks and like the maids for all intents and purposes. Right. And they're like
old. They maintain the house.
Typically older women or women that are barren and right. are single. So that's something that they can, you know, do with them. And then there are the aunts who are typically older women that are kind of like training the handmaids.
Fucking Aunt Lydia.
But she always, did anybody ever see,
she always plays that.
She always plays like an old, like cunty woman. did you see? And Chrissy might be the only other. Did anybody ever see The Leftovers?
Yep.
So she was a very similar character on The Leftovers, and The Leftovers is really the only other show that I've ever seen that has been like as bleak as Handmaid's Tale.
Mm-hmm. A lot of fucking nicotine in that show.
Yeah, well, because that's what they do. But the Leftovers has really been like the way that the Handmaid's Tale makes me feel like just kind of like empty and just kind of like, what the fuck are we doing?
Right.
That's the only other show that's ever made me feel that way has been The Leftovers. Okay. And it kind of has like, I don't mean to like make light of this because the Leftovers is a very heavy show, but like it's kind of almost like the first part, like the first 20 minutes of Endgame. The whole concept of The Leftovers is that there was just like one day where half the population of the world disappeared.
Yeah, the rapture happened.
The rapture. Call it the rapture because for no other reason, like they relate it to like the rapture in the Bible that's always been promised that like mm-hmm. people are just going to die. And there's no rhyme or reason as to why. And you just go and those people that have been chosen, they leave. So that's basically like what The Leftovers deals with is like the aftermath of what happens after half of the world's population dies. Or a third or 25% or whatever. What?
She's in that show too.
Yeah. And she plays a very similar character. She plays a character that like kind of like
she's in Girls.
Pissed off about her circumstances, is kind of an asshole, and just kind of tells everybody what they need to do based on the situation, but like in a fucked up way because she believes in the cause.
Okay.
So The Leftovers has this whole group of people that like they're, I forget something, but the word guilt is associated with them, and mm-hmm. It's basically like people that feel
yeah.
guilty about the fact that they were left on this earth, and people that didn't necessarily deserve to die died, and right. they should have gone. So what they do is they kind of like do these like silent protests, and they like chain smoke to like make themselves get closer to death. They constantly are putting themselves in positions so they can be closer to death because they feel like they're not worthy of being here because their own lives are so fucked. The guilty remnant, that's what they're called.
Okay. I see, it's such a long time ago.
Yeah, it's been years since I've seen their show. Because it only had like 3 seasons and the last season wasn't great.
Yeah.
So but that did give us Justin Theroux running in his sweatpants in that first episode, mm-hmm. which if for no other reason, watch the first 5 minutes of that just because that's like fucking porn. But anyway, I digress.
She's not wrong.
But I digress. So anyway, that's just kind of like the general premise of The Handmaids is like this society that's been built. Oh,
Chrissy, she was on Freaks and Geeks.
Really? And Lydia?
Yeah. She was Cookie Kelly in 2 episodes. Mm.
But yeah, like the whole thing with The Handmaid's Tale and everything is that there's a lot of like, and I was telling this to Vanessa before, The Handmaid's Tale, the book and a movie happened in the 90s. It was Margaret Atwater and Atwood, and the whole thing was that she did this post-apocalyptic book a la V for Vendetta, a la, you know, 1984. Like, it's a post-apocalyptic world.
Right.
Like, it's a dystopian society, Hunger Games, Divergent, like, all these stories. And it came out, and yeah, it was, you know, a messed up society. Mm-hmm. And then here comes the movie, and we've got, you know, Natasha Richardson prior to her
R.A.P. Natasha Richardson.
Yeah. And Aidan Quinn and his beautiful, beautiful eyes. And Faye mm-hmm. Dunaway as, like, the bitchiest of bitches. And
who does Faye Dunaway play?
She's
Serena?
Serena.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. And, like, So even like who plays the Aunt Lydia, like the aunt and like her other fellow handmaids, like it's a crazy story. Mm-hmm. But then you've got the ultimate love story of Natasha Richardson and Aidan Quinn of like of you never know her name. It's always Alfred. Mm-hmm. And Nick. But in the 1990s, mm-hmm. watching this, it is just a dystopian society.
Right.
It's not so close to our future.
I don't think we were ready for that.
And like, I watched it and I would, I mean, I told you guys, like, I would watch it. Like, maybe a lot of shit that I watched back then was not age appropriate. But like, I would watch it and like, I actually liked the movie. Like, I've watched it on multiple occasions. Like, there was, it was some weirdness to it. And I was like, okay, this is like fucked up, especially the ceremony scene. But like, I still watched it.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. I watched it and like, it was, this I thought it was a cool movie, just like I watched 1984, just like I watched Before Vendetta,
right?
Just like I watched other. I love dystopian societies.
I do too. Shocker. But I don't really. I do too, and I've read a lot of like dystopian novels, and I've seen a lot of dystopian shit. But I don't think, and this is just my personal opinion, I don't think that anything has ever been quite as terrifying.
That's what I mean. So like, I watched it in the 90s,
right?
And the idea of this was so
it was so it was so far, yeah,
that it never like affected me,
right?
And I was like, oh, they're gonna do a remake, you know, they're gonna now do a series on Handmaid's Tale. I'm like, I'm gonna watch it. And the first episode, I sat there, and maybe that's why I was so disturbed by it,
maybe
because now it's like shit,
mm-hmm.
like, and the show is made rawer than yeah like the movie was
rough. It's hard to watch.
Yeah, and I'm
watching ceremony scenes are
and I'm watching it and it's like it and it also I think it takes a different perspective, you know, me watching it in my teens to me watching it now in my
But the 40s. Ceremony you read the book as well. Yeah. So the ceremony is like the same
concept. Here's the thing. So the whole idea of a world where we've gotten to the point that there is a need for handmaids because women are not fertile, men are not are sterile, like that is in the book. Mm-hmm. The idea of the ceremonies and all that world is in there, and the story of Alfred and Nick is in the books.
Mm-hmm.
The story of her past is touched on.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, there is no explanation to how we got there.
Right.
That was all her agreement with Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I'm okay with you guys expanding the universe, mm-hmm. or expanding the story, as long as it's something that could have happened,
right.
in this society. So the idea of how it happened is all them.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the people, the writers that they came up right. with the idea. There's nothing about the book. So there was no, you know, a society where, you know, they started taking
That's
away
very relatable.
It's very relatable where they took away credit the money and jobs and right. things like that's touched like you expect that that's what happened
right but it's not like specifically
no outlined. Like you're just it's like any movie like in Hunger Games, mm-hmm. like they drop you
in the middle the of what's going
like,
on
like they here. Don't explain how we got there,
but you can like kind of put two and two together
in the
yeah,
same
a little bit.
Yeah, like in these movies, like they don't explain how, like, okay, like nuclear freeze or nuclear war or blah, 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 like, but you don't like, so the detailed parts that they come in with,
mm-hmm.
and the punishments,
right?
That's really like created by
that's
them.
Them. Okay,
and the women and the wives getting us to that point,
yeah,
is all show,
right?
So this show is like really like disturbing.
Yeah,
because it switches it up. Like I said, like I told Vanessa, I think Missy pointed out that Neri has Handmaid's Tale,
mm-hmm.
in the family share.
I'm gonna watch it.
Like he owns the. He apparently right. he has the original, and like it's a completely romanticized movie,
right?
Compared to what this is, mm-hmm. and I also think it's like 16-year-old me and 40-year-old me. Look at the world very, very different.
Oh, right? Yeah, of course.
I mean,
so watching
it. I would hope so.
Yeah, so watching it now, I'm like, that's shit's not right.
Right.
Just like I was telling you again, shitty show of LA Complex that I was watching.
Fucking LA Complex.
I'm telling you, it was a fucking horrible
show. I think
we
take a shot every time you mention LA Complex. but
I don't know that we would be able to go home.
No,
it's a 2012 show.
And but I feel like even between then and now, that it's like I feel like so much has happened in the last
like he gets 6 years. Like one of this like the guy's an aspiring comedian, and he gets on stage and he's really really bad, and then finally he has like an experience with a woman the night before that like she. They were really, really blackout drunk. And then she asked him to have, like, they ended up having consensual sex. And then, but while they're having sex, she's still drunk or whatever. She asked him to choke her. The next day, he's on stage and he starts talking. And he basically, like, starts, like, puts her on blast.
Right.
That, like, oh, yeah, she wanted this and she asked me to do this and blah, 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 blah. And what in me, and, like, he goes on this whole tangent about, what when you look at me says I'm going to be the guy that can choke you. Like, that's the when you look for the rapist looking guy. And, like, just those words, like, so blatantly thrown out there. I'm like, this is would not fly right now.
I hear
now.
The voices.
Right?
It's not just
it's voices. I'm not crazy.
I definitely
you guys, if you, I talk about it in our previous episode because the new mixer picks up radio stations.
I literally, right now when you said that, I literally thought Hairspray. I hear the bells. Because the way you said it was like, I hear the voices.
I can hear the bells.
But yeah, like my voice is getting don't super raspy though.
Hear I hear it.
Yeah, it's getting super raspy.
But yeah, so I really didn't get like, I want to kill my husband angry. But I do understand where that sentiment comes from because it's frustrating. And the part I think that really frustrated me the most is like the women.
Right.
That helped.
But doesn't that frustrate you in life?
Like, yeah, it does.
Where the fact that like we know that the election was lost because of like middle-aged white women.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Well, just the same thing as like, okay, and listen, we've never sugarcoated it. We're for pro women. We're not like forget about like political party.
Yeah, forget about political party. We are pro women. I mean, we're a group of women. Like, yeah. Right.
So
there's
the fact
no
that,
way.
Yeah, the fact that this whole Alabama shit is happening right now, and it's a female governor.
But it's not
governor,
just Alabama.
It's not. It's like
no,
seven
but
different
it was
states.
A female governor that signed
I know.
It.
I know.
Yeah, but it's a female governor who's like in her 70s, and this is not relevant.
Exactly.
To
it's
her.
Not. It's not something granted, that she's gonna. It's definitely something that the three of us would have to deal with in our right. regular lives because. Like, I know the two of you are happy with one. I currently would like another one.
I'm on the fence about another one.
But right now, well, like,
let's say, okay, I'm 41.
Right.
Let's say I got pregnant. I personally, as my
you're at a higher risk for a lot of shit.
Would not, you know, I don't think I would. Obviously, if I have, I get pregnant, I'm going to, I would have the kid. But I'm 41 years old.
Right.
No, there's a lot of things that could
there's
potentially go wrong.
A lot of things there that are. Could go wrong in my pregnancy.
But even if you're not 41.
No, granted,
imagine if you're 16.
Well, no, but I'm saying like they're looking at like these like,
right.
promiscuous children.
They're looking at extreme cases. They're looking at the situation where like abortion equals birth control.
Yeah.
And that's from in my experience, like, yeah. Are there people that use abortion and birth control? Sure. I mean, you can't single out and say that nobody's going to do that. I know for a fact, like, I have known someone in my past that, like, had 5 abortions, and it's just because, like, she wasn't safe, and she didn't do anything to protect herself, and she just didn't want kids. So every time she got pregnant, she had an abortion.
But I don't
but
think that that's
do
the
I
majority.
Also, I was going to say, I don't think that that's the majority.
It's not the majority at all, but that's what the, like, stigma is on about right. saying rape and incest and all these things. They're forgetting the people that are, like, my age, let's say I get pregnant, I want a child. What if something goes wrong?
Right.
And now I have to carry that. Like, there's a woman in that was, I think, Ohio or Utah. She was like 5 months pregnant and the baby just could not.
But it happens.
It.
Like, sometimes babies die in utero. Well, it happens.
And she was not allowed to get the baby.
Like right. a DNC.
Yeah, because. There
was still alive.
A minimal heartbeat. She died of sepsis.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, listen, there are a lot of people, like, in my close immediate circle that have had either, like, late-term miscarriages or, yeah, miscarriages past, like, 10 weeks, 22 weeks. It happened to a cousin of mine that she had her baby, well, the fetus, whatever, died, like, at 23 weeks. She had one of those I didn't know I was pregnant incidences. Mm-hmm. So by the time she even found out about it, she was, like, close to where she would have been for 30. And... the only reason she found out was because she got actually sick.
Yeah.
Which, like, you can get like a really nasty infection and die.
Which is like us, healthy pregnancy, healthy labor. If
healthy
the baby,
baby
if the baby does not come out on its own in time, they have to do a C-section because the child can start pooping inside of you.
Yeah.
And if they don't get that kid out,
it's dangerous.
It's dangerous and you could die.
It's dangerous to both of them at that point.
To both. Yeah. But so that's a healthy pregnancy.
Right.
So there's a lot that could go wrong that they're not putting out there because they're just saying, oh, it's just people that, you know, are being promiscuous.
It's just like a blanket abortion.
Because, they're counting on people's emotions being like, oh no, that's a baby. Murder is wrong.
They're counting on the fact that they're making
playing
you...
on your emotions. Right. And they're playing on the fact that you're going to say, no, like a pregnancy is a baby. It's a human.
They're counting on the fact that in a lot of before these like state by state things were implemented, like a lot of these abortion laws require an ultrasound before you have them, like to basically play on that. Yeah, they're kind of guilty into the fact that like, oh, look, it's a heartbeat. So like there's a heartbeat. So it's real.
Yeah. And not only that, but like,
I don't think it's never not real.
They force you. They force the mom to look at the pictures. They force the mom to look at the ultrasounds. They give her papers. They send her home before they do it. Like you can't just walk into an abortion clinic and be like, I want an abortion today.
Right.
No, it's like buying
a
gun.
There's like a 3-day waiting.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as if you wanted to have your tubes tied. Do you know how hard as a woman it is
to even get an IUD?
Because they're like, oh, are you sure?
Yeah.
Have you talked to your husband about this?
Again, like I've said 1,000 times, I'm in a shit ton of mom groups and somebody posted like, hey, share your experience. And one of the moms was like, she was one of the people, because I don't know if this was actually a mom's group. It might have been one of my planner groups. But she was like, I have known my entire life that I didn't want children. So 23, I went to get my tubes tied and they told me, oh no, no, this was a mom group. Cause she said she had 3 kids. She was 23 and she already had 3 kids. And she was like, I want to get my tubes tied because I don't want any more children. And they were like, but what if your husband wants more kids? And she's like, no, he has 3 kids. He doesn't want any more kids. And the doctor fucking asked her, what if you divorce your husband, remarry, and that man wants kids? So now not only are doctors worrying about
like your current
relationship, they're worrying about a non-existent relationship with a non-existent hypothetical man that hypothetically might want children. Like what? And like if a man wanted to walk into a vasectomy clinic tomorrow, I don't know what the fuck those doctors are called.
A urologist?
Okay, thank you. Again, yeah. Been drinking.
And their whole thing is that
they're reversible.
It's reversible.
But that's not 100%.
It's not.
But regardless.
Look, I worked with somebody that had accidentally got pregnant at 19, but kept it and was like happy with her baby and like had her baby and was very like happy in her life. But she didn't want more than one baby.
Yeah.
And I remember her like 19, 20 years old saying like, I want to get my tubes tied, but they won't let me until I'm at least 22.
Well, when I mean, this is like the other side of the coin. When I had Oliver, I think about 4 times they asked me, oh, are we doing your tubal ligation? And I was like, don't fucking do that because I might want another baby. I'm a little bit scared that they might have that because of the amount of times that they asked me. But they were pushing it on me.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know if it's like a Hispanic thing, but I live in Miami. I don't know. It's this teeny little fear that I have in the back of my head. But the majority of things that I hear is like even women that have like endometriosis, which is like fucking constant pain in your uterus, like cramps nonstop, cannot get a hysterectomy because they're too young. I'm like, so I'm supposed to fucking live in pain? There's a surgery that could fix it,
right?
And I'm supposed to live in pain because I might have a baby? Like that, it's fucking ridiculous.
Like it's really, and like I think like a lot of people like they pull the it's a child, it's a life, it's a or the religious side of it, but they forget that you're pushing this on a person,
right?
Like what about that person? What about that?
Well, look, I'm pretty sure I mentioned it in a WooBro, but like I have like several people like in my social media circle that like are very much like celebrating all of what's happening. Oh, that is very much like celebrating like all these quote unquote like wins in like abortion laws or whatever. And I'm like, I understand that like on the surface level, and I feel like this is a quote from Men in Black actually, but like a person is smart, but people are stupid. Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know where it came from, but that sounds but it's
kind of like almost like on an individual level, like I understand that you are championing this like noble cause of like it's a life, and like and to a certain extent, like I don't necessarily disagree with you, and for me personally, it's not a choice that I don't think I would make. However, like I don't think that it's my business nor anybody else's 100%. To like make that choice for somebody else, but at the end of the day, like, I understand that you as an individual, like, might be championing this noble cause of, like, trying to preserve life. But, like, I really need you. What I really need you to understand is that these people that are making these decisions on your behalf, because these are the people that we as society have voted in, they're not championing your noble cause. They could give a fuck.
They're using
they could
belief.
Give a fuck yeah. about this baby because Hello, if they gave
this,
a fuck
this guy
they
from would Alabama. Give this chick
they, if they gave said, a fuck. The guy from Alabama, the guy that like put this out there in Alabama, they asked him because it's the 6-week rule,
right?
Okay, so they asked him,
which by the way, like I don't know about you guys, but like I didn't find out I was pregnant with Link, so I was 10 weeks pregnant. Yeah.
But well, my period was super regular, so I knew like instantly.
I knew at 4 weeks, but just because I randomly took the test, just because
I've always had
no. I knew like the week after.
Which, by the way, like I put my IUD in like probably more than a year ago. I got my period once since I've had my IUD in, so I have not had another period. Yeah. So,
but like I think his name is Chisholm.
Great.
He said they asked him because it's a 6-week rule. They're like, oh, at 6 weeks, a baby it has a heartbeat. It's a baby. It's a life. And they asked him IVF. For those of you that don't know, this is where they get the egg and the sperm, and
they do basically like in the lab. It's a conception in the lab.
And then after 6 weeks, it is
implanted
when it is a viable pregnancy.
Yeah,
it will then be implanted. And they asked him at 6 weeks, is this considered a child?
It's not. Life.
And they said no, and because it is not in a woman.
It's not naturally.
No, because it's not. No, he
but
said
that's
it's
my
not
point.
Woman,
that's
so
exactly
he
the point.
Care
that's
about
exactly
that's
not
the
what
point.
I was bringing up. Is one of those governors in Alabama had to step down because he like signed the 6-week thing, but then he like sent one of his lovers get a fucking abortion. So they are not.
It's absolutely not about. It's absolutely not about.
It's not about
preserving life.
It's not
because if they cared about preserving life, they would like enforce some kind of like health benefits to these children that they're forcing women to be born. Not only are they forcing health benefits, not only forcing life on this child that like may or may not want to be here, but they also are enforcing like this. Oh, there's a person that needs to be responsible for this child for the very minimum 18 years. So,
well, my favorite is that Reddit thread that I sent you guys.
Yeah.
That this man got a woman pregnant that he wasn't like in a super serious relationship with, convinced her to not have an abortion, to keep the baby. And she told him the entire time that she was pregnant that she wanted nothing to do with the baby. And he said,
then she would sign it over.
Yeah, she would sign it over. She pays child support. She pays 125% of what she's supposed to pay. So she's paying 25% more than what she's supposed to pay. And she does not see the kid. She doesn't want to see the kid. She
even said that if he were to like get married and like the woman that he marries wants to adopt the child, that she would sign over parental rights.
And he's mad because being a single parent is exhausting. Well, duh.
She told you what
from
you wanted.
The fucking beginning.
And she didn't want a kid.
So this kid is now in a shitty situation. Because why? Because you...
So he was... What I think the point of this Reddit thread was that he was looking for, like, court...
Sympathy.
No.
No,
he was
looking
for
the
like,
court,
legal court-ordered...
To like, force her to take the kid so he could have a break. I'm fucking married. Who takes my kid?
Yeah, no.
No.
No, and
I'm like, how many fucking single moms out there would love a fucking break?
And they don't have
And they
one.
Don't get one.
Because dad gets to walk away.
Because dad gets to walk away scot fucking free.
Well, and the same thing. All these laws have repercussions for the mother that gets the...
Right.
The for the doctor.
But what about the dad?
Nothing.
Because not every
In
case
Alabama,
here-
the penalties for a woman who have an abortion are far more severe than for a man who commits rape.
Because it's quote-unquote murder.
Right.
And rape is not murder.
But yet, not every woman that has an abortion does it on her own.
Right. And then, but like the scary thing about this whole thing is like also if you have a miscarriage,
that's the you scary could part.
Be they could be investigated.
Like
you're because they with could the consider one of the
worst traumas that has happened. Right. To
they could your consider psyche. They could consider and accuse you of like inducing your own miscarriage. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they would have to basically then go in and prove that you purposefully and then, like, caused your own miscarriage.
A shitty part of all of that is on your EOB, on your explanation of benefits from your insurance, a miscarriage is classified as an abortion. So what?
It's classified as, yeah, an involuntary
abortion. You know that these fucking people are going to be like, but look, here it is in black and white that you had a fucking abortion. Like, there's going to be no escaping it. And women who lost a very wanted baby are going to be punished for something that was completely outside of their control.
There's, and I forgot what country it is right now. It's a South American country, and they're called the 17 or the 27. I can't remember what the number is. And it's like either 17 or 27 women in this South American country that are in prison because they had miscarriages.
But we don't even have to go to South America. There's two women in, there's some women in this country. I want to say like on the Northwest coast. I don't remember exactly which state.
It can't be the Northwest coast. It can't be. The Northwest coast is like notoriously liberal.
I want to say it's there. I could be wrong. That's why I'm not even naming the state because honestly, I'm not 100% sure that are already being investigated for that.
I mean, I just, I don't want to blanket tell you that you're wrong. I just know that like, again, statistically speaking, like Oregon and Washington are so like,
But I'm not
how like Texas is like almost like blanket red, like they're almost blanket blue. Right. So
again, I'm not 100% sure where. Yeah. I don't remember and I don't have all the facts, but I do know that there are some women in this country that are already being investigated for this because they are being accused of killing their.
Like inducing their own abortion.
The most, like my greatest fear carrying Nathan was everything that I did.
Yeah.
Was like walking, driving, like bumping into things. Mm-hmm. I fell.
I fell down my stairs once.
I fell with both my pregnancies.
I fell in my garage because there's like this little like bump thing right at the where the door falls, and I fell. And I remember like for a good week, just fear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't feel a movie. And it was pretty, like, early like, in
they
the...
They sleep, by the way.
Yeah, and like, but it was like, early in the... Like, enough that I was like, oh my God, I don't feel him. And I'm like, what did I do?
Right. Yeah.
It's already so mind-blowingly tense to be pregnant.
Yeah.
Because everything you do, you have to think of the child.
Yeah.
And then to even
everything you think, eat, everything you smell.
I mean, like, I didn't give a fuck about the eating thing because, like, for centuries upon centuries, women were eating whatever.
But everything you do,
and like, drinking whatever. And smoking and whatever.
You're driving in your car and you think, you know.
Oh, like, I was terrified to drive, especially the way people drive here.
I mean, I wasn't, but when I was, like, almost ready to give birth, my dad was like, why are you driving? I'm like, because I need to do shit. Like, you know. Yeah. But I remember, like, I was getting my hair done, and at the time, like, my hair person was coming to my house, and I went to go, like, rinse out my hair upstairs, and I was wearing, like, jelly sandals, you know, like, when they get wet, they, you kind of slide around in them, and I was coming down my stairs, and I, like, legit fell a couple, like, not rolled, but, like, I fell down, like, a couple of stairs, and, like, you heard it, but nobody was around to see it, and I was like, everybody's like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm fine. I just dropped something. But I fucking fell, and I was pregnant. Yeah. I was like at least six months pregnant.
So I fell with Sophie in my backyard.
Remember when you fell when you were pregnant with Oliver?
Yeah, I fell with Sophie here in my backyard. There was like a hole in the ground, and I didn't see it, and like my foot went into it, and I kind of like fell onto my butt and like rolled onto my back, and I was pretty pregnant already with when that happened. And then with Oliver, I was carrying Sophie. Like I had picked her up from school, and it was raining. I was walking down like the steps to get out of the building, and I was wearing like the Old Navy flip flops, and you know, like after a month of wearing them, they have no more traction on them.
Yeah.
And I stepped on the tile and I slipped, and luckily I did not fall on top of my child, on top of Sophie, but I landed on my butt. And I remember that night, every time I would feel him move, I would count all of his kicks, which I never did, but I would count his kicks, and I would make sure I was like, did I feel 20 kicks this hour? Did I feel, you know, like a certain number of kicks every hour for like the entire weekend after I fell? Because I was freaking out.
So how can, like, we worry as women, and men will never.
No, they won't.
Never. And I don't care. Like,
it's like the joke in the last episode of Friends where, like, Anna Faris tells Chandler, like, I think it's time to kick you in the balls and see what hurts worse. Like, I understand that's like satire, but it's true. Like, I don't think there's anything. I will say that, like, I've experienced some pain that was worse than labor. Like, my.
No, but it's not about the pain. It's not the labor. It's the fact of being the sole guardian.
Right.
Yeah.
Of this child for 9 months, that anything you do can cause any harm to this child.
Right.
And then you're going to put restrictions on me on top of that.
Right.
And then think that, and yeah, there is some fucked up people that would do this. That would.
You can't generalize and say that they won't do it.
Like, the majority of people that have a pregnancy, they're carrying it to term. They want that child. So if they have a late-term pregnancy, like abortion or miscarriage,
I don't think there's anybody that's having, I mean, like, again, I could be wrong, but I think
like anybody wakes up at 25, 26, 30 plus weeks and is like, I'm going to have an abortion tomorrow.
Like, I've already, like, even if you're doing it for like vanity's sake, like, if you don't want to get pregnant, like, look, my dad was married before my mom. And like, one of the reasons that they never had children is because she was a professional ballerina and she didn't want to fuck up her body. So like, even for vanity's sake, if you're like 19 and you have a fucking hot ass body, which, you know, and you don't want to. And you don't want to have a baby because you don't want to fuck up your body, even if it's for vanity's sake, like, at 25, 26 weeks, like, you've already fucked up your body. So, like, I don't think that there's anybody, I mean, maybe there are, maybe there aren't, but there's a very, very small minority of women that are having late-term abortions, like, because they fucking feel like
it. Right. I mean, Nary and I have a friend a year or two ago that they had to have a late-term abortion, but because the baby had so many, like, it, like, the baby wouldn't have survived had it been born,
right?
Well, and it was like, just and they like announced it to our group of friends in a text message. That was fucking heartbreaking to read. I can't even imagine having to have to make that kind of a decision. And like,
yeah, my friend,
I have no words. Like, there's no words to describe like what that kind of fucking pain would do to a person. You know, like, especially all of us, like, the three of us all have children already. Imagine, like, you get pregnant again, you want that baby, but that baby is going to threaten your life. So are you going to, like,
or keeping it, or child's life is in danger.
The baby's life is in danger, but also your life is in danger. So, like, are you going to put your life on the line for a baby that's not here yet? What about your babies that are already here?
I mean, look, if I didn't already have a baby, then I might be willing to, like, risk that. Yeah. But, like, the fact that, like,
that you have one here,
that chain kind of changes.
No, and the thing is,
a lot, not kind of, a lot. Like, there's somebody on this earth already that depends on you. And sure, you have a spouse and like, you have your husband that will also take care of your child, but that you can't replace that child. Can never replace a mom. Like, if your husband remarries, sure, he might find an amazing stepmother for your kid, but that's not that child's mother.
No, and like, they just said on Fox News, Pete Buttigieg just was on, and they tried to talk to him about this, and they're like, oh, but because they're trying to pull this late term abortion thing. And he's like,
people's
emotions. And he's like, and they told him, they're like, this accounts for 6,000 of the abortions done a year. And he goes, yes, that's 1%.
Right.
Yeah.
Of those. And he even said, he goes, I don't know anyone who is in their fifth or sixth month
and just wakes up
Wakes up one morning and says, I'm going to get rid of this kid. It's people where there's a health issue, where there's a livelihood issue, where somebody is at risk, or where things just happen.
Yeah.
All those people, like, a lot of those people, a lot of the rainbow pregnancies,
a lot of them
are late term.
Yeah. A lot of those babies die at 25, 26 weeks. And a baby can survive outside of utero at, I think, 22 or 23 is the earliest that they've done. But that doesn't mean that everyone does.
Right. And there's a lot of people that, and I have a friend who.
And these are normal, like, not normal, but for all intents and purposes, like, normally developed children that don't have any kind of issues. Like, children that have, like, hydrocephalus, for example, or like one of these like really awful conditions where
like heart conditions
or brain malfunctions or whatever, that like the child like will not survive more than a few hours, maybe a couple of days, like,
and just some of them won't some of them won't make it through labor,
right? Which, and like, listen, if you are the type of parent or the type of mother or whatever that chooses to move forward despite all of that, then that's absolutely amazing. 100%
are incredible.
Listen, I my parents have a good friend that they had two children already, and their third baby was born with hydrocephalus and lived like 23 hours, and they were told to get a late term abortion and they didn't. And but that's on them, like that's their 100% their choice to do or not. Listen, do those things.
Being pro-choice does not mean you are pro-abortion,
that you want everyone means, to have an abortion.
Exactly, that means that you are pro giving people the chance to choose
what they want,
what's best for them. I am pro-choice, but my choice is to not have an abortion if I don't need one.
I am pro-choice, but I don't think I could ever have an abortion.
Yeah, I don't think I could go through with it.
But I feel that if you need to make the decision, it's up to you.
Right.
It's between, and honestly, I'll say it's between you, the father, your doctor, and your God.
Right.
Your belief.
Your moral.
Right. Your moral.
It's between you and your conscience. Like,
right.
What are you?
And there's, and no, there's nowhere in there does it say your government.
Right. Or your neighbor.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really foresee a reason to have one other than like
a health issue.
Other than a health issue that would like potentially threaten my life.
Yeah.
Because like, because since I do have an almost 5-year-old that depends on me, and you know, I don't know that I could be okay with like risking the fact that he would be alone in this world. Not alone, because he still has his father, but like to be without a mother. But like, if it were the kind of situation that there was, I mean, it would have to be a very extreme circumstance where I would have to be pretty sure that like there was really like no light at the end of this tunnel. That's really the only circumstances I could think that I would put my, that I would do those kinds of things. But that doesn't mean, but like my opinion is not the same for everybody else.
And the reason that we're
100%, and that's why pro-choice. Like, that's what pro-choice means.
Right. And listen, like, having been through, like, a lot of years of Catholic school, like, the one of the first things they tell you is, like, pro-choice does not mean pro-choice. Like, pro-choice is pro-abortion. Like, there's no way to look or there's no way around it, because if you're allowing abortion, you're allowing murder. And, like, to some degree, I still don't disagree. I don't disagree with that sentiment in the sense that, like, I do believe that, like, it's a life regardless, but that's my opinion for me and my family. And that's what works for me and my family.
Right.
That doesn't work for everybody.
It doesn't and work for my neighbor.
There
it
are women that are in like the prime of their careers.
Yeah.
There are women that just don't fucking want to have kids. There, and that's but totally
there's,
fine.
And then there's the women that already have 2 children or 3 children, and a fourth child would break the family.
Or there are women that like that birth control fails them because birth control is not 100% effective.
Remember,
I got pregnant on the pill.
Remember, Roe v. Wade doesn't
tell us you were there.
Roe v. Wade is
weren't
not,
you standing next to
Roe
RBG
v. Wade
that's
is a married Roe v. Wade is a married
it's a
woman
wife, yeah.
with multiple children already.
Mm-hmm.
It had nothing to do with a woman that was like 15 or 16 or 20 or something and got pregnant.
But even if you are 15 or 16 or 20, like you have a whole life ahead of you. Like, why the fuck are we forcing you to have like a baby that you don't, because then listen, at least my, right, and I'm only speaking for myself in this respect, my background and the way that I was raised was told, like, even if you are under those circumstances and you have like, you break the rules, quote unquote, of having premarital sex and you don't, like, your duty, for lack of a better word, your duty is to have that baby and then like give it a shot. And
right.
like put it up for adoption. And again, another noble cause that I don't necessarily disagree with. But like, we also live in a country with a really, really fucking broken
system. Oh my God. System. Our system is
where your baby could be adopted. And chances are, like, the younger they are, the more likely they are to be adopted.
But if that child has one.
But if that child has one issue, like, forget
nobody's
it. It's in the fucking system until it's fucking 18. And then what?
And then it's alone.
And then it's alone with fucking nobody. So, like, you are also putting your baby at risk, or your potential child or whatever, at risk for that kind of life where it's bouncing from foster home to foster home. And it's one issue, and it could be a fucking stupid issue. It could be like, as, and again, I haven't been through this process, so I couldn't tell you. But like, maybe the fucking 6-month-old just happens to have a cold that day and doesn't look the greatest. Like, people, right, when they're adopting are super fucking picky. Within a certain amount of reason, because a lot of people that are adopting have had like either fertility issues or whatever, like there is a certain amount of like emotional thought process that goes behind it, but it doesn't matter. Well, and they woke up and had a fucking bad day.
And no, and feel, let's like, be completely picking kids that day. And let's call a spade a spade. Like, let's call a spade a spade. Majority of the people that are in this currently, and this is not me just talking out of my ass, majority of the people that are approved, the picture perfect, because to be approved for an adoption,
yeah, it takes a lot.
You have to be the picture
perfect. And it costs a lot.
Yeah, and like, you have to be the, cheap. A picture perfect situation. You are the parent, male, female, not a same sex couple,
right?
Because that's super fucking hard. And what are they looking for?
Mm-hmm.
They are looking for a baby that looks like them, a little kid that looks like them, a little white child. So all these kids that you guys want to throw into the system, if they are a mixed or if they are a black Hispanic child, their chances of getting adopted drop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not, you're not hurting just the person that's having the kid. You're hurting the kid.
And not only is our system broken, it's like vastly overcrowded is the other
thing. There's no and there's no money.
There is no money
being sent into it.
No.
We're taking money left and right from social programs.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not, and again, and I think that there's a big issue right now, that it's the liberal and conservative has become Republican and Democrat.
Yeah. Right.
And it has to stop. It's like, oh, the Democrats, oh, the Republicans. It's the fucking people. Like, stop thinking about, oh, they're a Democrat, they're a Republican. They're like, let's talk about your beliefs. Do you want to take care of this child?
It's like herd mindset.
Yeah. Yes. It's like, do you want to take care of this child? Do you want to give money to social programs? Do you want to practice what you preach? Do you want to?
But that's my whole point about all of this, is that, like, if you really gave a fuck about this child that was like, could potentially be aborted, like, I believe if you are pro-life, your responsibility, if you are going to force somebody that doesn't necessarily want this pregnancy, this is X, Y, and Z, exactly what you need to do. If you are going to force this person, you need to, first of all, provide healthcare for the mother the entire time she is pregnant, mm-hmm, at no cost to her. Number one, which, you know, Medicaid exists. And like, when I was pregnant with Lincoln, I didn't have, my job didn't provide me health insurance. So I had Medicaid and I had to pay for jack shit. So that's number one. Number two, once that child is born, not only do you need to pay for like the postpartum care for the mother for however long that lasts for, you also then are obligated to pay for the child. Not only, not only with health insurance, but
the food,
with anything. I believe that if this is somebody who you have basically forced into having a baby, and then like she doesn't want it, this baby is going into the system, like it is your responsibility
to take care of it.
You need to pour money into the foster system or to whatever kind of system you want to invent or pull out of your ass or whatever, to make sure that this one, and this is one kid, like there are millions of fucking kids in, I don't know if millions, maybe not, I might have inflated that number.
No, there's hundreds of thousands.
But there's hundreds of thousands of kids in this foster system that for one reason or another don't get adopted. And some do.
Well, like kids that end up in the foster care system as older kids.
Right.
Like, those kids come with a shit ton of problems.
Yeah, like, because it's not unlikely that these children come from
shitty situations.
Shitty situations where like parents have like been imprisoned or have died or whatever.
Drugs or abuse. Right. Or like there's so many reasons why a child would end up in the foster care system.
And sometimes, and like a 15-year-old doesn't get adopted. Like,
no, at all. Not at all.
Like they say that past the age of 5, the chances of getting adopted drop to like less than 20%.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of these kids are kids that their mother got pregnant. And she was forced to have a fucking kid.
But that's why it's important for these programs like Planned Parenthood to exist, because like you can't, like, abortions are expensive and like several thousands of dollars, and like, sure, can like a rich white girl that's 14 and gets accidentally pregnant, like, can her parents pay for her abortion? Sure. But can like a more underprivileged girl from, you know, like not the greatest part of town afford this?
This is being put into place to keep poor people poor.
Yeah. And
like, because a baby, if you may not be like under the poverty line or whatever, you could be just like living paycheck to paycheck, a baby will fucking put you into poverty.
Most people live paycheck to paycheck.
Yes, but obviously, but I mean like, if you are already kind of like struggling,
right,
and you're struggling to make ends meet, and then you accidentally get pregnant and you're just not able to fucking do it, like a baby, and you, there's nothing you can do about it, right, to fix that situation. Like, a baby, like, just gonna,
it doesn't,
pull you
even
under,
have to be that serious. Like, some people just don't fucking want kids.
But you know what? That's nobody's
bottom.
Business.
But exactly. But that's my point.
Business. The reason
but
why
that's exactly my point.
Somebody, like, doesn't want to keep their pregnancy.
Nobody.
Is
some people just
business.
Don't fucking want kids, because guess what, peeps? Not everyone is cut out to be a parent, and
at
I
all.
Know that that's like fucking
at
hard
all.
To hear.
At all.
But like, there are plenty of people, and plenty of people within my immediate circle that just don't want kids, and they say like, "I want to fucking, if I want to get up and go to China for 3 weeks tomorrow, I want to have the freedom to do that." And that's your life, and that you have. Not everybody is fucking obligated.
As a mom, I would love to go to China for 3 weeks, but I just can't do
point.
That.
Like, that's exactly my point. Like, it's people,
these like
people need to do.
I feel like what people, these people don't understand. Like, we're mothers. Like, we clearly want children. We have children,
right?
But like, you also, you can't take that option away from people. You just can't. You, like, you are taking a decision away from me that involves my health, because like, as quote unquote easy as my pregnancies were, they're fucking hard as shit on your body,
right,
man. Like,
I had a relatively easy pregnancy. Like, nothing was wrong.
My,
like, nothing
my dad,
was wrong
no,
with
my
me.
Dad
and
my
I,
pregnancy's boring. My dad's like, your pregnancies are fucking boring. You have nothing.
I had a fragile ex, like, kind of like threat of a mutation, and that was like the worst thing. Other than
I
that, like, I
had
like absolutely
at the end of
nothing.
One pregnancy,
yeah, I
nothing.
Was like anemic and like
I was
GBS
on bed rest from 32 weeks.
I had, well, you got to stay at home. Your
yeah,
last
still working.
Couple.
But I was on bed rest. You know, I had.
And you're lucky.
Varicosa.
There's some
had,
women that are
on bed rest
from the
like
beginning.
20 weeks. Yeah.
So there's, it's a fucking mission, and like, it's hard, and we do it, and to even, you know, we're. That we've been through it. We've
right.
had, we know what it's like to have a child, and we wanted to have these children. To force that on anybody,
it fucking wrecks
and it's,
your
it's
body.
The same. I heard somebody
it's
say
fucking
it. And
archaic.
It's,
I'm
listen,
sorry. Like, there's no other word for it. It's fucking archaic.
And again, if you want to prevent unwanted pregnancies out there, and you
teach sexual health.
Yeah.
Teach like actual contraceptive measures, because abstinence doesn't fucking work.
Yeah, and if it's so fucking easy to for a man to get a vasectomy,
make them mandatory,
and then when you want to have kids,
reverse it.
But then
you have to take one day off of work to recover from that shit. You need to take at least 6 weeks to recover from a fucking pregnancy after the baby's born.
Mm-hmm. And that's still too
and
fucking
that's,
soon.
And that is too fucking soon. But 6 weeks minimum, like,
listen, a vasectomy is like LASIK.
Yeah, like you it's a long weekend.
Yeah.
So it makes,
like, you could get a vasectomy today, Friday. It's the Friday before Memorial Day,
and by Tuesday
you're ready to go back to work.
Yeah.
So you tell
not me- even I have friends that their husbands have had vasectomies, and that afternoon they're up and moving around. Yeah.
So right now, if you want to tell me, you know what, if there was a law in the books that said that, it would never happen.
Never.
It's about
never.
A man's
listen, one of
body.
The things that I've learned from being, like, from, like, my dad having prostate cancer is that there is more, that's the
men don't
type of
PD
cancer
problems.
That is the most funded.
Of course
by
it
like,
is.
By either private funding or by government funding. It is the most funded. There is, like, it's. There's some kind of like staggering statistic. I can't remember the numbers right now. A, because I'm tired. B, because I'm a little drunk. But I can't remember the numbers, but it's like a really disparaging number between like the amount of money that's put into prostate cancer research, which is, by the way, like in most cases curable, to pediatric cancer.
Yeah. Kids cancer is like the most underfunded, which is fucking ridiculous.
Insane. Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous.
It's very clear that like
we only care about the babies when they're in the kids when they're in the stomach. The second that they're out of the stomach, yeah, no,
fuck
cares.
Nobody fuck them. No one gives a fuck. Like, but that just shows, that just goes to show that like old, but like
old men.
I hate to like make this like fucking stereotype because there are plenty of old white dudes that care about other people, but
I'm sure they are, just, but they're not the loudest ones.
They're not. But it just goes to show that like the loudest old white guys care more about their dicks and more about,
which
like,
is why Viagra is covered by insurance, right? And most birth control is starting to not be covered.
Right. Exactly.
And why is that?
There's that poster that says, if
it's God's will for me to be pregnant, it's God's will for your pee-pee not to work. Yeah.
Well, and then just like, this is the last thing I'll say, and then we can like either move on.
And then we can talk about Handmaid's.
But anyway, like if there is nothing, I don't even remember my point.
It's okay.
Stop the patriarchy.
Hashtag keep birth control legal.
Listen. I know this, and we'll probably put a trigger warning.
Yeah, this is a very serious. Like, this is one of our more serious.
I don't think we've ever got.
I don't think so either. But
because we promised ourselves when we started this that we weren't going to get political. We were going to keep it light. We were going to keep it fun. It was going to be like, you know, there's too much darkness in the fucking world already, and we didn't want to add to that. But this is something that, like, for real, it affects us. It's going to affect our children. No, it
directly affects us because, like, they're moving. This, like, there's a proposal now for like a 6-week abortion pilot in Florida now. Yeah. And we would, there's like 14 states that have already done this. So what they're going to do, what it looks like they're doing is like they're systematically like doing this state by state so like they can go to the Supreme Court and eventually overturn Roe v. Wade. Which
RBG, nothing can happen to her.
Nothing can happen to RBG. I know that Sonia Sotomayor is like a Democratic, justice, but still, like, she's the only, like, what, like, if RBG dies, like, she's on her own.
Yeah.
So,
right now, through this term of presidency, we cannot allow,
we cannot risk it. No.
We can't.
Put her in a bubble. Put her in a bubble. Somebody put her in a bubble.
Put both of them in a bubble because we can't lose either one.
No.
I feel Clarence Thomas isn't going to let it either because he has too many mistresses out there.
Well, that's what I was actually, I think that was the point I was going to make. Like, if you think that, like, these old white dudes that you've elected into office, like, year after year after year after year and term after term, like, if you think that they are championing your noble cause, ask one of their mistresses, like, how, like, quick they are to get an abortion when one of them is. Because I fucking guarantee you, like, I'm willing to put my fucking, like, chop my arm off one of these fucking old douchebags that is, like...
Well, one of them just had to step down because of
that. Like, they're the first... First of all, not only are they having... Like, let's, like, sidestep the fact that they're having extramarital affairs to begin with. The
what a fun word, extramarital.
It is an extra... That's what it's...
I know, but it's a fun word. It's a good word.
So, like, not only are they having these, like, extracurricular activities that are, like, outside of their... seemingly happy marriage, which is what they put out to the world, like the first thing they're gonna fucking do when their like 20-year-old sugar baby gets pregnant is send her off to get a fucking abortion because I can't have evidence that I'm cheating on my wife.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you want to contribute to this conversation, we'd love to read your thoughts. You can email us at mamasandmerlot, mamasandmerlot at gmail.com. The same on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can follow us on the Geek Bro Network with a whole bunch of other podcasts I'm not going to go through because I'm fucking tired. And we're on Acast and iTunes and what's the other one?
I don't remember. Spotify?
Spotify. Es el mismo. So, yeah. We love your faces. And cheers.
Goodbye. Thanks for listening to our-
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.